You are now listening to the Orgasm Network.
That's how winning is done.
Yo.
What's that?
With that.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
What's up, bro?
What, bro?
What's up, bro?
Take a swing, bro.
Right here, bro.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you, too.
Okay.
The bro down is over. Let's bro out.
Bro out.
Party people.
Right, baby. This is Miami. This is late 80s, early 90s. This is the shit.
What are we listening to, Mary?
This is fucking George Lamont. You don't know George Lamont. How do you not know FIFA? He's actually, the reason I'm playing this is because it's Friday. So whenever you're listening to it, I'm sorry, but this, we're taping on Friday, and he's actually playing at Marlins Stadium after the Marlins game.
So
they're having a concert.
I've ever been
so
one
because
of those
I'm here with you, Mike. I'm fucking, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. You're missing out on freestyle.
I'm missing
legend,
out on freestyle.
George Lamont. I'm sorry. A thousand apologies.
Well, I know. So, anyways, George Lamont is a shit. There's only like four or five dudes that are really in, as far as
Stevie B, which I will never say a bad word about ever
you,
again.
You can
or you
never
will murder me
ever. Ever say anything bad about
Stevie
B.
I will be murdered.
But Stevie B, George Lamont, TKA, Coral. I'm sure I'm missing somebody.
There's got to be a freestyle dance party somewhere.
Well, there's a freestyle concert every once in a while. Like once a year, there's a big one that they have at like, the American Airlines Arena or shit like that.
Oh.
That's got to be
a fun show to just go look at people.
That's like a MILF convention.
It's got to be, right? It's got to be.
It's not even MILFs. It's got to be like just moms. It's just not even MILFs.
The occasional MILF, but
yeah,
mostly
the occasional
just moms.
Yeah. So, anyways, I just got a text from my wife asking me if she could turn off the PS3. I paused the game while when you get here.
You have just have it on pause.
I have it on pause, and I mean she switched over. She's watching TV, but she's like, "Hey, can I turn off that game that you're playing because I want to use Netflix? I want to watch something on Netflix." And I go, "No,
nope."
And then she's like, "Are you being serious?" And I go, "Yeah, I'm being serious. Don't turn that." I'm like three quarters in, and I'm like at 57 points. The fuck out of here. I'm not turning that off.
That's
which
fine.
Is my average. Don't get me wrong. I'm averaging 70 points a game.
For NBA 2K?
NBA 2K.
12.
So I'm not, you know, it's my average. It's not like, oh my God, this is the best game of my life, because it's not. But at the end of the day, I played three quarters. I'm not. You could fucking hold off on watching Gossip Girl.
I have a friend of mine now that he's one of these sports gambler guys, and he uses NBA 2K12 to place bets. So what he'll do is
that sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, man. I mean it really. But he says it's pretty accurate, and then he doesn't always go with the computer, you know. But
why don't you just flip a coin?
That's pretty much what he's doing.
Yeah, like that coin toss is taking a lot longer.
No, yeah,
it's
exactly.
Taking like a 45-minute coin toss.
No,
like,
no, he puts the computer to play the computer, and he sets it to the shortest quarters possible. Like they're like the whole game takes place like in 2 minutes. So he watches it, and he'll make bet. And I'm like, all right, man, it's your money. Like I'm not gonna tell him what to do with his money, but. So far, he's had a pretty good success rate, so I'm not going to...
You know, you could just tell him, hey, buy me a PS3, and I'll do it for you. I'll do exactly what you're
doing. I'll do all your gambling
research. Game simming for you.
Yeah.
Look, she just texted me again. Tell me you're kidding. Like, she really
like,
doesn't want to believe.
No, do not unpause the game.
And it's going to get to the point where she's going to keep on texting me this kind of shit, where I'm going to be like, turn off the fucking game. And, like, it's not even worth... But...
I think the fact that you play the game enough to know what your average is.
Well, it tells
means
you.
This is game
a sports
that important.
It's a sports game. It's not like.
Oh, it has a stat reading.
Yeah, it's a sports game. All sports are all stats. It's not like I'm playing Street Fighter and be like, 75% of my kicks come with that. No, I'm not fucking.
I was totally
I'm not
thinking
that's that dude. I'm not that dude. I'm no dude that, as I'm waiting for the game to start, it pulls up my player card and it says average 70.8 points per game. And it tells you all my stats, my steals, all that shit. But the scoring one is the one that I'm leading the league as always.
You're leading the league. You're so good at what you do.
I really am.
Video games.
Anyways, so how's your week been? You did the contest, right?
There's
a contest.
Yeah, there's the Hollywood to Hollywood contest, which I always get upset. I mean, it was very fun. It was it was actually kind of got a weird start because of you know, like, there were so many comics.
Oh yeah,
it was like 25 comics.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So it was just like the longest show ever, and you know, everybody's got to get their shot. There was, you know, a good mix of people, a lot of like faces that I never really see at the open mics anymore. Uh-huh. That, like, when I'm hosting or whatever, I never see them there. And then they all showed up, you know, to be part of the contest. Because if you win the contest, you get flown out to Hollywood.
Yeah, I won it last year. I still haven't claimed my prize, just because of, you know, the wife was pregnant, the baby was born, and
you should just go.
I got really bored. No, I'm going to. But anyways, so yeah, it's I haven't claimed my prize yet, but you know. All that matters is that you get seen by the people who
right, and that's kind of. I went there with the mentality, but I'll be upset. I'll be honest. I was upset that that, like, at that moment of like, I thought
you should be. I mean, yeah. That's one of those things where everybody says the same thing when they go, oh man, you can't get mad at this. I'm like, no, you're supposed to. You're supposed to want to get picked. You're supposed to want to win. It's one of those things where you're supposed to. Yes, it's an art, and you're doing it for the sake of the art, but at the same time, you want to be.
Good. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like that.
I've never won it. That was the first and only contest I've ever won. Is the last year, and I've been doing it. At that point, I had been doing it for 8 years, and that was the only contest I've ever won. I never won open mic contest. I never won any of that. And
I told myself I wasn't gonna do those contests anymore, because
all that matters is about you getting on stage.
Who was that? There was I forget who. I'm misquoting someone, but the quote is: comedy contest. At the end of a comedy contest, there's one winner. And then a bunch of other people who think comedy shouldn't be judged like that.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Like, but here's the thing, though. At the end of the day, what really matters is that you get on stage in front of fucking an audience.
Yeah, so, yeah. No, that's that.
So just get on stage.
I was proud of myself.
And if that stage that night happens to be part of a contest, then so be it. But I don't know.
Right,
whatever.
Right. I was proud of my set. People came up to me afterwards. So it's always nice. I did a bit that I do with a song, and I ruined that song for people. So I always count how many people come up to me after the show and be like, "Oh, you ruined that song for me, man."
Love it.
And
love
I got
it.
I had four last on Wednesday. So
nice.
That's
nice.
How I gauge that set.
All right. So thank you guys for stopping by. What's up, bro? Have we even done the intro yet?
Nope.
I don't even think we have done the
intro.
How long have we fucking been?
Intro.
This is 7 minutes and we haven't done. Thank you guys for checking out What's Up Bro podcast. I'm Nary Science, and you've been listening to me and Mike Mercadal.
What's up, bro?
Talk shit for seven fucking minutes
yeah.
And
right.
Not even say hello. So I apologize for that. You're wearing a Superman shirt.
I am.
Which I'm a huge Superman fan. And ironically, I don't know if you heard the news that came out that the DC Comics has announced that one of its prominent superheroes, they're gonna announce in the fall that he's gonna be gay.
Really?
Yeah. DC Comics just came out with this week. They came out with the announcement on Details Magazine, which apparently is a gay magazine. I had no idea. Whatever.
Details is a gay magazine?
I don't know if it was Details Magazine they came out on something, or was it, I don't know what it was. I don't know. Was it Cock Weekly? I don't know what the fuck it was.
Yeah, it was Cock Weekly.
No, but they came out on some kind of magazine, and I want to say it was a gay magazine. I don't think it was Details. I think it was some other magazine, but they said... They announced that because they did the relaunch last year, the
right.
52 relaunch, and they rebooted and restarted every series that they have, the 52 of them. And last year they were asked if any of them were going to be changing sexual orientation, because some of them changed race, gender.
Yeah.
Some of the characters were changed. You know what I mean? There were dramatic changes made to some characters last year.
Right.
The only thing that didn't change was for any character was their sexual orientation.
So now
they're coming out with one of their prominent main characters.
Like a main one. Like
yeah,
a big
they said
time.
They
not
said
like
no. They said prominent is the word that they use.
Wow.
One of their prominent characters will be gay, and I'm just worried. I know they wouldn't do it,
you
but
hope
I don't.
It's not Superman.
I hope it's not Superman. And here's the reason why: because I have a fucking tattoo of the dude. On my arm.
You do. You have a Superman tattoo.
I have a Superman tattoo, and I love Superman. You know,
a lot of people do. So does Shaq.
Yeah. You know what? But he has a symbol. I have the fucking dude.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah. And again, not homophobic. Just saying it's going to... You know what the weird thing
like
is?
Like, what if Superman tattoos become gay code after this?
Yeah. Like, I bet you the dude that had rainbows tattooed on him, you know, he's like, my kids love rainbows. I'm from Hawaii. We love the rainbows.
Oh, yeah. I'm a hippie.
Back
in
the
60s
and shit. Like, oh, yeah. And then rainbows, and now rainbows stay for, stand for gay.
Rainbows?
Rainbows. I think that's, I just made up a word. Subconsciously, rainbows.
Rainbows.
Doesn't it make sense, though?
No.
There were fucking rainbows, gables. Yeah, they're gay. So I bet you he has tattoos of rainbows. And like, what the fuck? I just got them because I'm from Hawaii, or I'm from, you know, someplace where there's a lot of rainbows. And
or like Thor, he comes on the Rainbow Bridge.
On the Rainbow Bridge. Nordic. And now...
Now he's got a gay Viking on his arm.
Now he's got a gay Viking on a gay bridge, you know? Anyways, so... you know, it's funny because I was reading the X-Men book that I was telling you about, X-Men Children of the Crusade, and it stars the Young Avengers, and two of the dudes, one of the main dude,
I know,
the leader,
we talked about it last week.
He was gay, right? But here's the thing, like, remember I was like, oh, no, they're about to kiss.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, they didn't. They got interrupted or whatever, blah, blah. Towards the end of the book, like that second to last page, you just flip it over and you see them fucking making out. And you go, come on, man. I wasn't ready for that shit again. Like, yeah, it's like, one of those, like, I was like, what the fuck? He got proposed to.
Oh, gay marriage.
Yeah, gay marriage. And I was like.
Well, that's fine. I mean,
I just wasn't ready.
That shit since back in the day when they did, like, Green Arrow. Deals with drugs. Remember that was a big one where they actually show on the cover this guy shooting up heroin.
What was
his part with the buddy, the sidekick for Green Arrow? God, I can't remember his fucking name.
I'm not a DC. I love Superman, and now with the launch, the relaunch of 52 last year, now I've started to like Batman a lot. I started to read his books, but other than that, I'm really not a DC guy. Like, DC really is the weaker link in the two. Like, it's...
Yeah.
The writing...
It's because it's not based in a real world. It's based in, like, Metropolis and Gotham City. Like, their fictional world.
Well, those are really the only... Well, no, because the original ones, yeah, the original, like, everybody in the Justice League is pretty much in a different city.
Yeah.
But they've, you know, even... That doesn't make a difference to me. Like, I'm not... Nobody's from Miami, so I'm not related to any of these fucking characters. I'm not like... Wait a minute, that's South Beach and that's fucking, that's, you know, Chrome Avenue. I'm not related to
these.
Wow,
that would be actually kind of an interesting.
It would be great, but I'm not reading these comic books related to them because of where city they live in.
That's where the gay superhero is going to end up, on South Beach.
It really is.
That's what's going to happen. You're going to see Superman on South Beach being flamboyantly gay, and that's how Miami is represented in comics.
Being flamboyantly gay or just standing still.
In his costume.
It's not the manliest costume on earth, you know?
You know what? That was the big thing on for the new Superman reboot,
right?
Or remake or whatever. I don't even know the story of that one. But the outfit, they were like, we need to make it more manly. And then all they did was take off the red underwear. And now he's just like in a blue tights thing.
Yeah, well, they did that for the comic relaunch. For the reboot, that's how he's dressed in the comic reboot. Except in the comic reboot, he has like little white lines on the side. Anyways, whatever, dude. We're getting too off topic. But I'm just saying, I hope Superman isn't gay. Is what I'm saying. You know what the weird thing is? Superman is my favorite superhero. Actually, technically speaking, Wolverine was my favorite superhero.
Right.
Before the movies, before he was in 15 different books. I actually like Superman for the nerdiest of reasons. I don't know if I've ever explained this to you, but I actually like Superman because of his moral compass. Like, the whole fact that he's always doing the right thing.
He's always good.
Yeah, like, I like that about him. And the conflict, I think they have a hard time making him relatable because he's so impenetrable.
He has one weakness.
Right, and it's kind of, yeah, we get it. So there's only so many times you could see the whole kryptonite thing.
Right.
I always said, you know, why don't you make his struggles moral? Like, if you're transforming it to the movie, why don't you make his dilemma moral? Why don't you be like, he killed somebody that, you know, or somebody got killed, or he saved the wrong person, or he didn't save the right person, and then you see him with that internal struggle. That would be a good fucking movie.
Or the question becomes, what is good? You know, like, because then, like, based on the war, like, he goes to stop. You know, let's say there's troops out somewhere and he goes to help them or something, and then now he sees the conflict. There's so much you can do with that.
There really is. Like, what if he goes and there's a girl that's a vegetable and her husband wants to kill her?
You're reaching back into the South Florida timeline.
Yes, I'm going to the, what was it, Terry Schiavo?
Terry Schiavo.
Wow. That's right. Calling that shit back. That's how I do my callbacks. 7 years at a time, motherfucker.
Remember, so anybody hear about this Terry Schiavo thing years ago?
You heard about this? You seen this? You heard about this?
Yeah. You heard about this? You seen this?
Did you watch They Live?
All right, I watched. I posted it up. The fight scene.
Why? I sent you the fight scene.
Yeah, you sent me the fight scene. And then I didn't watch the whole movie. All I did was watch YouTube clips of the movie, like the chew bubblegum and kick ass part. And I couldn't. I watched the part in the bank scene where he says that he starts shooting everybody. And I forgot how shitty the aliens look when he wears the glasses.
Yeah.
Like, they just have like ping pong balls on their eyes.
Yeah.
I was just laughing so hard. So I went down this weird YouTube rabbit hole of They Live videos, and it was almost as long. Like, I probably could have spent all that time just watching the movie.
Why didn't you just watch the movie?
I don't know. I was just sitting there looking at it on my laptop, and I was just like,
I was watching. I did the same thing, and it kind of just refreshed my memory because I already had seen the movie. So I just refreshed my memory, and then the whole time as I'm watching the fight scene, that one that I emailed you, I was like, why doesn't a black guy just put the fucking glasses on?
That's the whole point of that. Why that shit was so messed up? Like, just put the fucking glasses on. Here, put these glasses on, and you start punching.
Like, what?
I look weird with glasses. Like, man.
Don't you
make me look weird?
Yeah, these are Ray-Ban. I don't fucking like Ray-Ban.
I wear Oakleys.
I'm an Oakleys kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I thought it was fucking great. I love that movie. I was happy with my pick.
It was a great pick. Good pick. Did you watch Over the Top?
Yes, I'm telling you. There's any Sylvester Stallone movie. There's so many, and I went through my head, and I was like, I had some of them on my list.
Yeah,
like
I let an audience member pick mine this week.
Yeah,
again, because I had another Stallone.
Well, I have I'm telling you, any Stallone movie that's not Rocky or Rambo could be considered an old school pick of the week. I just want to sprinkle them out, so I don't want to do back to back. I want to sprinkle them out because I have a bunch of them on my list.
We could do an all Stallone podcast,
right? Because a Hustalone podcast. I actually want to do a podcast. It's going to be, and that's going to be one of the upcoming episodes when Oni gets back.
Okay.
It's going to be, because he says it's going to be a Stallone versus Schwarzenegger podcast. Actually, the podcast, the original concept was whose moves are better, Van Damme or Steven Seagal. So without giving anything away, we both of us disagreed very, very much.
Aggressively.
So when he gets back on here, we'll talk about that.
It's going to be a bout to the finish.
So,
the thriller in Manila, Miami.
Or not really.
We got to hype it up. I need to come up with a good rhyme. I'm not good. Don King's the best. I'm not good.
Yeah. I don't know why you got to pump it up. Why don't you say, hey, future podcast, Van Damme versus Steven Seagal. Seagal versus Van Damme. That's all you got to say. That's enough.
JCVD versus Steven Seagal.
That's all you got to say. You don't really have to pump it. Like, those two names carry enough weight. Well, Seagal has a lot more weight.
I mean, yeah, he's got a lot more weight. Even then, because I think people... All right, well, we're going to get into it now.
We're not going to get into it. We're going to back out of it. And but I will tell you, so what are your old school picks this week?
Well, the guy I quoted last week on Twitter, his name is X-Ray Specs. So it's X-R-E-Y Specs with X's. I don't know. But I retweeted him out, and he had a good suggestion. He was the one that defended me on Cloak and Dagger. And then he had a suggestion.
So which is it? Is he the one that defended you on Cloak and Daggers, or did he have a good suggestion?
Because
according to the emails I get, it can be both.
No, yeah. He had actually one that I had forgotten about, but it was solid pick. I watched it. I actually sat down and I watched Surf Ninjas.
Okay.
Have you seen this movie with Rob Schneider?
I know who it's with. Yes and no. I remember I was at the cusp where we're the same age. We were at the cusp where it was a kid's movie, and it was kind of made for us, but we were at that level where it was middle school, and it was like, this isn't cool to like this. It was that Power Rangers mold where you were like, want to like this, but I can't really say I like it.
Yeah.
Surf Ninjas, I remember they made like Surf Ninjas 1, 2, and 3 or whatever.
There was two.
At one point, Hulk Hogan was in there.
There was the three ninjas, and I had like the kid from Home Improvement in it or some shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about.
No, this is Surf Ninjas.
Oh, I remember Surf Ninjas. It had
Rob Schneider, the kid from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2,
which is actually Ernie Reyes Jr. is also in The Last Dragon.
He's in there.
Yeah,
I don't remember shit.
Did you not see The Last Dragon?
I did, but I wasn't really paying attention. Oh, was he the kid?
He was a little kid. The little five-year-old kid. The little kid. He was like five, 6 years old at the movie.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, and Surf Ninjas had to have come out after Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 because it's Ernie Reyes Jr. and Sr. His dad, they're both in it kicking ass and shit. And it's fun.
Ernie Reyes was also in the Rock movie, the Rundown.
Yes, he was one of those fighter kids. Yeah, man. So he's, you know, like, it's a martial arts movie. It starts off that these are like cool surfer
Wait, what's
kids.
The name of it?
Surf Ninjas.
Thank you for clarifying that it was a martial arts movie. No. I thought Surf Ninja was a culinary arts masterpiece.
No,
and,
yeah.
It was a documentary.
No, Ninjas is an acronym. For,
oh, okay.
No, so, the movie is like, it's early 90s, so everything's like those Dayglo color overalls and shit like that.
Did you say Danko?
Dayglo. You know,
oh,
like that,
Dayglo. Right.
And
I thought you were doing a racist to Italians. I'm like, excuse me, my wife is half Italian, sir.
No. But so it's Rob Schneider's like the goofy comic relief guy, and they're these sassy kids that are cool, too cool for school, and they, you know, like it's just like starts off that way, and then out of nowhere, ninjas attack. And then there's this whole backstory where they're secretly kings of and royalty, and there's a future predicting Sega Game Gear in it. This kid.
That's why I didn't like it. I was a Nintendo guy.
You were a Nintendo guy. If it would have been a Game Boy, you would have
been
all over.
Yeah,
it would have
been a Game Boy. Game Gear, I had Game Gear. Dude, that shit took 6 batteries.
Yeah.
And it fucking drained within like 2 hours.
You had to leave it plugged into the wall.
6 hours. Like, get the fuck out of here. No, I don't even think it was portal. I don't think you could plug it into the wall. It was 6 AA batteries.
What?
Yeah.
Which one could you put? I had a bunch of them. The Atari Lynx. Remember that shit?
I had a bunch of them. I don't remember the Atari Lynx. I saw a picture of this dude on the internet that had every single console.
Like in a it's like a piece of furniture that's all this grid, like a grid full of every console.
Every console and all that
shit. Yeah.
I've had them. I've had a lot of them throughout my years, but I just.
Did you go through the picture and be like, that one I had?
Yeah.
And then you're like, which one's that?
I've had every one of them. Well, the only ones I didn't have were Sega. Like, actually, I had the Genesis, but I never had the Dreamcast. And there was another one in between the Sega CD I didn't have.
I got, this is the one that I beat everybody with. I had the Atari Jaguar.
I had that.
You had that?
I had the Jaguar. I bought
keypad.
Yeah. I had the Jaguar, and I had the game that was with it was Predator versus Alien versus Predator.
That's right. Holy shit!
No, I had that system. I actually got that off a bet. I won that on a bet from a bet, and
you won that.
Yeah, yeah.
What a prize!
Yeah, like Jaguar. I'm like, I'll take the fucking Jaguar.
That game was actually pretty great. I love that game.
It was a first person shooter. That was my first person shooter, and I was like, man, I wasn't the biggest fan of it.
I was always the alien.
So I had the Jaguar. I had the Nintendo GameCube that I actually stayed out and slept on the curb for. Like, I was waiting for the debut like that.
Wow. Yeah.
Big mistake. Me and my friend Ace could have slept another fucking 12 hours and waited for that piece
you guys
of shit.
You guys are like, GameCube!
Yeah. Well, he said GameCube. I was like, no. I was a Nintendo diehard fan. That's when I was a Nintendo fanboy. I was actually a fanboy because I was a fucking kid.
You were a kid. That's fine. You're allowed to use it. Yeah, now you're a fan man.
I've had a lot of them. Just not all at the same time.
Yeah. Well, this kid used the Game Gear to predict the future. Like you do. So, there... So,
is this your friend playing NBA 2K to place bets? Like, I can predict the future with
that's,
this?
Yeah, that's exactly. Like,
did you tell that? You should tell that to your friend. Like, you know, there's a movie called Surf Ninjas, and you're basically doing the same thing. You're just using an updated system.
I know. That's what he's doing, man.
Creepy shit.
Yeah. But creepy shit. I dug it. It was kind of a fun. It's like more of a 90s pick than an 80s pick. And
it doesn't matter. Old school is old school, man.
And the girl in it's cute, Kelly Hu, when she was, you know, a teenager or younger or whatever. She's like, gotta be like 18.
You know, a movie was really bad, and I had such high expectations for. I had such high hopes for.
Okay.
There's a couple of them, and these would never be old school picks because they're no. There was a couple of them, but the one I'm thinking specifically was Double Dragon.
Oh yeah.
With Alyssa Milano. Again, we all know how I feel about Alyssa Milano, and I was like, this movie's gonna be awesome, and it was just so shitty.
It was terrible. El Terrible.
The only movie that was worse than this movie that I had even greater
Let me see if I can guess.
Before the movie came out, I was verbally saying out loud, nah, it doesn't look good. But inside I was still like, please God, let it be good. It could be good. It looks kinda good. It could be good.
I'm going to take a guess.
Tell me.
Super Mario Brothers.
No.
Oh,
even though that's another example, that's not the one I had in mind.
What did you always
But use? The one, because Super Mario, when it first came out, I was like, it's going to be great, because I was that young.
Oh, okay.
I was in sixth grade, and I was like, it's that young.
Look,
that
this movie's amazing.
This movie's going to be amazing. The movie that I had in mind was Street Fighter.
Oh, my God.
The one with the Van Damme one.
Yeah, again, Chris Kringle.
Van Damme. Favorite, I was like, yeah, it's gonna be. And I was telling people, nah,
hey, damn, is Guile? They're
not,
awesome.
They're gonna, first of all, they chose, he should have been like, not Guile. Like, he, no. I was like, why, he's supposed to be all American, dude.
They should have made him Vega.
Yeah, anyways, that's in during
we gotta recast Street Fighter,
dude. That was during the day where that was at the time that everybody was thinking, you know, hoping for the X-Men movie to come out, and Van Damme was supposed to play Gambit. Everybody had like...
Whoa, that would have been awesome.
That would have been awesome. That's why when they casted Riggins, that's what I call him, Riggins, because from Friday Night Lights,
yeah.
Riggins. When they casted Riggins, as much as I love Riggins, I'm like, no, this needed to be Van Damme. I'm sorry.
Hey, that would have been awesome
for
him to be. I'm super pumped for the Expendables too.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my
Who the
God,
fuck isn't?
I'm
yeah.
so excited
That's
for that.
Like testosterone. That's like, I love those movies, man. I love that
the
movie.
First
was,
one was
the first one was great.
Dope.
I just love real action movies, not like CGI action.
There was
There's
a
difference. There's a difference between CGI action and old school grit. Like, that's why I like the, believe it or not, I like Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
Yeah.
Because it's old school action. Like, it that movie came out in the peak of, like, oh, look what The Matrix did, and look what all these movies are doing with CGI.
Right.
And Terminator was like, yeah, we're going to go back to what we did. We just blow shit up.
Yeah, we're going
to
put this
blow
big giant
real
crane
shit
up. To
yeah,
blow up
exactly.
in the middle of a fucking street.
We're going to put Arnold Schwarzenegger on this huge crane. We're going to drive the crane through the highway, and he's going to be hanging out and breaking through buildings. That's what we're going to fucking do. And I'm like, yeah, I'm down with that.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch that.
That sounds like what I want, yeah.
Yeah. So Expendables 2, they actually, a fan trailer came out that it was making fun of all the superhero movies. Because it was like...
I hate when they do that shit.
No, but it was making fun of it, like saying that... in the age of all this computer stuff, and we're getting back to the real action, whatever. And it was basically like America.
See, here's the thing. I don't like when people, because superhero movies in the 80s sucked because it didn't have the technology that they have today. That's why superhero movies now are good, because they have super fucking human powers. It's not just a robot going through a building. It's a fucking dude flying.
A guy flying around. Yeah.
It's a dude flying with fucking claws and shit shooting out of his eyes. That's the difference. Like, those superhero movies are the ones you need
the CGI. But they were, the whole premise of the video is that that's lately all we're getting. We're not getting real good action movies anymore. And then they start showing clips from the Expendables.
But even when they did show, when it did have like the rundown, wasn't a big box office success.
No.
You know, it didn't fail either.
No,
it was just an average movie in the box office. But if you look at the rundown, that's an old school action grip.
Yeah,
fucking, that's a great
practical effects, explosions where he goes through that little city shooting everything and blowing things up and shit. That
last scene was dope.
Yeah.
I mean, when he fucking shot everything, he goes, I thought you don't use guns. He goes, no, I said I don't like to use guns.
That's a great fucking line.
That's a great movie. I love that movie. Anyways, my old school pick, let's see which one I'm going to pick. Okay, I'm going to pick this. I had this movie on my list. Then... I got somebody emailing woobro@nerysigns, so email the podcast with the suggestion, and it's been seen on TV. You can see it on TV, but the point of the matter is that it's still an old school movie. It's still, I don't know. This would be one.
So this is a fan pick?
This is a fan pick, but I already had it on my list. But yeah, they also suggested it. It's gonna be War Games.
Oh,
the Matthew Broderick movie.
Would you like to play a game?
So, you know what the fucked up thing is? I've played Take That Toe with the computer and lost. I've done that. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I meant to put the X here.
Oh, excuse me.
So,
would you like to play again? I just love I would love to have that be like.
I love that movie. And I love, you know what I loved about it? My favorite part about the whole thing is I was like, before hacking was known as hacking.
Right.
And what I loved about it is that he changed his grades. And as a kid, I was like, oh, I want that.
Yeah, where you're
I want
like,
that.
That's what made computers interesting for me, where when you could suddenly log into other things.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, I got to get into
ironically,
other shit.
Ironically, Matthew Broderick was also in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and he used a computer to change the days that he'd been absent from school.
I was just about to bring that
up.
If you've ever been hacked, thank Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick is
for fucking starting everything.
It's his fault.
It's totally his fault. But yeah, that where he was like, "Would you like to play global thermonuclear war?"
Yeah.
And then it sets out like he actually starts a war.
That's the first time I heard DEFCON. We're at DEFCON 5, and I was like, "What the fuck does DEFCON mean?"
Yeah.
And that's before they had the fruity ass. Oh, going to Code Orange. We're going to Code Blue.
Yeah, I like DEFCON so much more than
yes.
Red, yellow.
Yeah, orange, red, yellow, green. Blue. What? Yeah. Excuse me, I don't have this color chart. Yeah. Am I fucking painting a house now that I need this?
There's a slight threat, so it's like a fuchsia.
When it gets to a bright orangey yellow, when it gets to that Gatorade color, then we have something to worry about.
We're in peace talk, so it's an even plaid argyle pattern.
They've gone plaid.
Ludicrous speed.
That was my fucking favorite.
They've gone to play. That shit's funny, dude. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, you should not be listening to this podcast.
Fucking
Spaceballs.
Email us and we'll make fun of you before we tell you. that's my thing. That's my pick is War Games. But I know somebody's gonna be like, that's not really an old school pick because I've seen it on TV.
Yeah, it shows up every now and then,
but it's not. Whatever. But.
Well, like, if you count, because they show movies on Encore and Stars that could fall.
Well, yeah, I know. But no, they have a legitimate. However, an average person, when you go, hey, when was the last time you saw War Games? They're going to be like, wow, man, I haven't seen that in a while. On average.
Yeah.
You know, so.
They would make sound effects where it's like.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's always that's the noises that they make.
Just grunts.
Hey, anyways, there's a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. One is actually it's an actual serious subject, and I've been watching a lot of football talks and football emails and fantasy football and stuff like that. It's the off season, but NFL doesn't really have an off season because there's a lot of trades and
there's always something going on.
And I listened to a couple of football podcasts, the Rich Eisen podcast. Really good podcast.
It's a good podcast.
Great,
but it's all NFL or
no? He interviews a lot of different people. He interviewed the guy from the Eagles. I don't know the guy's name. I really don't know.
The quarterback.
No, the band.
Oh, the Eagle. You went jump from football.
But that's what he does. Like, he works for the NFL Network.
Yeah.
He does talk sports. He interviewed Peter Berg. I didn't know this. He actually directed Battleship. I want to go watch Battleship. Because I didn't want to watch it before, but now I want to make an effort to go watch it just to support, because he is the director and creator of Friday Night Lights. And
Peter Berg is behind a lot of movies.
Hancock.
Yeah, I mean, he's behind a lot of like
Hancock's coming out with a sequel.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved Hancock.
I liked Hancock a lot. Yeah, I liked Hancock.
It threw me off
that Charlize Theron was actually. I didn't even know it was her until I saw the movie, because I didn't hear anything of her.
Yeah, Will Smith and Jason Bateman were the only ones in the trailer.
So when I was watching the movie, I'm like, is that cat?
You would think they would put her name in there more.
Well, I'm glad they didn't. Because it threw off the whole plot. Like, it threw me when I was watching the movie, I wasn't expecting it to be what it came out to be.
Right. Yeah.
So, I don't mean to be a spoiler. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie 5 years.
Yeah.
Sorry. But they were talking about a lot. Like, Peter Berg is really heavily into designing programs for youth football, for educating the coaches on how to educate their players. And this is like Pop Warner on how to properly hit, so that they don't get paralyzed or die or whatever.
Right, like heads up, don't put
your head. There's a lot of things, like we didn't talk about this, the, this guy just shot himself.
And Junior Seau,
And he shot himself in the chest.
There was a bunch of people on that same team as him.
Yeah.
There was like seven guys on the team that were around on the team at the same time, and they've all killed themselves or died DUI, drug driving accidents or some shit like that. Like, they're all dead.
Well, yeah. So I don't know. That's why I'm not commenting on that. I don't know. I haven't heard of the whole eight teammates, whatever. But my point is this: now that I'm a parent, now this kind of shit comes in my mind, and I'm like, am I gonna let my son? Well, I don't have a son right now. I have a daughter, but right. Hopefully, eventually, we'll have.
If you ever have a son.
When I ever have a son, because I'm shooting for that.
You're going for that. Okay.
But
all right.
the question becomes real, because when you're 21 and somebody asks you that, you're like, yeah, my kid's gonna play every fucking sport. That's what you know what I mean. When you become a parent, I'm not gonna get cheesy and be like, you know, your world changes and shit like that. But it becomes more of a real, like, now it becomes something.
Now
like,
it's something you have to think about. Yeah, now like, I've never won the lotto.
Yeah,
but I've always thought about like, yeah, man, I do all these things. But then if I actually ever win the lotto, I'm gonna be like, oh shit, now I have to worry about it. Okay,
I gotta. I can't tell anybody because my family will want to borrow money.
Yeah.
But
you're the first ever anonymous Florida lottery winner.
No, there's a lot of anonymous. There's a lot of anonymous winners that they just don't want their name. That's the way I would do it, honestly.
I would totally do it
anonymous. I would totally do it anonymous. And I'm not being sarcastic or trying to be funny. I have entirely way too huge of a family to let them know that I...
That you have a lot of... Like, someone's getting cut out.
No, so I'm telling you, because I would get so many calls saying, hey, I have way too much family to fucking...
Yeah, a big family and all. They all need... A huge family.
It's not even big. Big family is like 7 or 8. I'm talking about with all the cousins. Like, it's insane how much family. So
in the Rich Eisen podcast...
In the Rich Eisen podcast, so the question got posed, I asked myself, I'm like, am I going to allow my son to play football? And I asked my best friend who... He has a seven-month-old child. He just turned a year.
Okay.
I have a seven-month-old child.
Right.
His kid just turned a year and he has a son, and I said, you know, are you gonna let your son play football? And he goes, man, I was actually thinking about that question yesterday. And he said it's weird because, you know, you would have asked me this 5 years ago, I would have been like, yeah, no doubt, without a question.
And now he's
kind of questioning. So I think that, and his answer was something to the effect of, as long as he wants to play it, if he wants to play, I'm not gonna push him to it, but if he wants to play it, I'm gonna allow him to do it. I was gonna make sure that he, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, like from when I played football, that was something that I never got pushed into football. I just was big, and someone was like, you should try for the football team, and they're like, all right.
That's being pushed into football.
No, but
I never got pushed into football, but somebody kept telling me to do it, so I did it.
Yeah, no, but they offered the option.
Somebody kept telling me to do it, so I did.
So, but like, I wasn't pushed by my family. I'd say, my dad played football and he loved it. And we always talked. He always talked about playing football. When I started playing football, we kind of talked about.
But you were lineman, right?
Yeah, I was O-line,
so
D-line.
So you weren't really like your collisions.
I was not.
My collisions were close.
Yeah.
Like, if you know what I'm talking about,
I was a wide receiver.
Yeah, you're not a wide receiver.
Head taken off
you're
by
not
a safety.
A wide receiver, or you're not a safety. You're not, or running back. You're not those dudes that have separation between the two.
I've run the ball though. When they would put me at fullback every now and again to just plow up the field.
Right.
Every now and again, and we used to do hitting drills from distance, like shit that's illegal now. Like you think about it, like as the stuff that we used to.
Well, there's a way. I mean, they were talking about there's a way to teach how to, you know, you just can't lower the crown of the head. You got to actually, you know, lower the hips and whatever the fuck.
Yeah, but
I don't know what I'm talking about, because I've just gone by what I just heard on the podcast from two professionals that know what the fuck they're talking about.
There's ways to teach it, and we were always taught the right way to hit. But man, I mean, you fuck up. You know, you're tired or whatever. You don't do it right. You're gonna get hurt. So my mom was real nervous about me playing football, and I always at the beginning, and then there were times where I'd come home from football practice, or I'd come home from a game, and I'd just be destroyed, man, just fucking beat up. Because you get knocked around. Even in O-line, it's just dirty. You just get hit a lot, so you get a lot more banged up. Not those big, not nasty hits, but you get banged the fuck up.
Yeah.
So she would be like, Mike, you're always bruised and you always have cuts and your nose is broken, and, you know, like all these fucking injuries. And then cut to like my senior year where I'm playing football. Like, I'm in a game. She's on the sidelines like screaming, and I break my wrist. Like, I hurt my right wrist, and I was the center. So I couldn't snap the ball. So I run off the sideline and my mom's like, just tape it up. Get put. I was like, really?
This is. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, she was just like, get back out there, you pussy. Hey, like. You.
Punk ass, like, I didn't raise you.
I didn't raise you to be a fucking bitch. Go. And I was like, weren't you the one that was afraid of my cuts and scrapes?
So, are you gonna let your kid? The question is still posed.
Keep in mind, you're asking a guy who has no kids.
That he knows of. But I'm asking a guy that has no kids, but is 30.
Yeah.
And you played football. So I'm asking a guy who, I'm not asking a 21 year old. Hey, are you gonna let your kid play football? I'm asking a 30 year old fucking man.
I don't have any injury. I have knee problems.
Right.
But I probably would have gotten that from any reason. I tell you what, when I played football, here's the thing. I want my kids to play team sports. that idea, the concept of being on a team was such a big thing for me that I enjoyed, and it I learned a lot, and I look, you know, you learn how to, you know, have friends that you support on and off, the, you know, like the whole building of sportsmanship, I think, is very important to kids, and the self-esteem you get from accomplishing something as a group, I think, is awesome, because that's honestly, like, nowadays they give kids, they won't give kids an F because it lowers their self-esteem. It's like, fuck you, man. The people with self-esteem are the ones that study and do well.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? Those are the people, if you fail, you know, you it's not because you had low self-esteem. It's because you didn't do the shit. If you have high self-esteem, it's because you're doing something that you feel proud about. So when I was playing football, man, I felt, and I did individual stuff too. Like when I did martial arts, that was all me, personal. But when I played on a team, that vibe. So I would want my kid to get that from the beginning, that you're
that's not that's not the question I'm asking.
Yes, because I would let my kid play football.
So will you let your kid play football? The difference between, you know, yes. There's a bunch of non-collision sports.
Right.
That
keep in mind that you hear about a lot of these negative things and you hear about people getting hurt. But if you progress through, like, it's like crashing a car at 10 miles an hour. And then the NFL's like crashing a car at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
The damage is always going to be, these guys are so much more highly tuned athletes, you know?
Right.
So the longer you play, and I didn't play into college. I didn't play, you know, but the longer you play, there's more chance of you getting hurt, the same, you know, same as anything. So,
well, I actually think it's the other way around. The longer you play, well, the more damage you're going to receive as far as concussions is concerned.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
But, there are like, at that level, you have like top-notch medical staff, and you have top-notch.
Yes, yeah.
So at that level,
you're still getting the hits.
You're still getting hits, but they're not. You're like you've already at that point. Well, you should know how to hit. There's gonna be dirty players and dirty plays, stuff like that. But like, there's high school kids that get paralyzed and fucking die, dude. There's like that movie Friday Night Lights. While he was doing scouting, you should listen to the podcast. And Peter Berg talks about he was doing scouting. He saw the kid fucking. Have you ever saw the show Friday Night Lights, the TV show?
I've seen episodes.
The character of Jason Street was actually based on this kid that he went to a Texas stadium, and there was 50,000 people. 50,000
it's crazy.
High school. This is high school.
It's high school.
50,000 people in a stadium, and he says that he heard that he saw it live. That kid. Get paralyzed instantly. Like, he got the hit and he got paralyzed, and he said that he heard 49,999 people completely quiet, and there was no ambulance on the sidelines. They had to call and they had to wait, and it was completely quiet. You know, the only one yelling was his mom, yelling fucking hysterically, like shrieking.
Wow.
And it was a powerful scene where
goosebumps.
It was
shit,
a powerful
dude.
Scene where he was like talking about, and he said what, you know, and then, and it was complete and utter silence. It wasn't even like mumbling. It was like complete, everybody was in shock. And then you hear faintly the ambulance, and then louder and louder, and then drown out his mom's crying and tears. Kid ended up being paralyzed from the neck down, ended up dying. Right? Years later, like, the kid became a motivational speaker. Well, a couple years later, he lived for a few years. It wasn't that. But so that's where the character of Jason Street came from. Jason Street being QB1, if fucking same thing happened, whatever.
Right.
Anyways, my point being that you see it a lot in for all levels. I will tell you this. I'm a huge fan of the sport. Huge fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people now, they go, oh, football is never going to go away. It's the you know, most popular sport in America. It's never going to go. And they forget how, you know, 50 years ago, football wasn't shit.
Yeah.
How 50 years ago, boxing was the fucking sport. How horse racing was the fucking sport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everybody said, hey, boxing is going to be around forever.
And then MMA comes around.
Well, not even before MMA came around, boxing was dead. Boxing was fucking dead before MMA came around.
Because it became the spectacle.
Yeah, because it became fucking fixed and dirty. Yeah, yeah. And it became this, like, the curtain got pulled, you know, the curtain got, and you could see, like, oh, there's too many belts and too many divisions and so many, it became fucking watered down. And nobody.
It was kind of bullshit. So that's.
Mike Tyson, I think, was the last time I really give a fuck about a fight, Mike Tyson was in it.
Yeah,
and Mike Tyson hasn't been good for. He's been retired for like 10 years, and he hasn't been good for 20.
I'll tell you right now. The perfect example of why the NFL is going to stick around is the XFL. Do you remember that shit?
Yeah, I remember that shit. XFL, and this is like the longest we've gone without any laughter. I'm sorry.
For this podcast. No, we're getting into it.
The XFL didn't do good because they tried to promote. They try to cross promote wrestling with football,
right?
And they try to cross, and they went at the NFL. They marketed it the wrong way. If they just would have marketed it as a, hey, this is another football league,
right.
then it would have
the thing is that it was the wrestling people that yeah. like that. That's Vince the only McMahon. Reason. Yeah, I mean it's that vibe of these people are wrestling, and then they I remember they had.
But it wasn't like the wrestlers like went on the field. They had real football players.
That would still be happening if they had wrestlers go out. Yeah. It's like the wrestlers gonna strap. Half of them were all football players anyway. But whatever. So the XFL came and went, and the NFL still pounding. Even though the NFL still has all the big spectacle.
Yeah.
It's the XFL came and tried to.
I'm a huge fan of the NFL. I'm a huge fan of football. I fucking love it. I mean, I miss football during the offseason. I that's why I grasp to these little things like, oh, somebody made a trade in the offseason. Like, who gives a fuck?
In reality, I don't get as hyped about that stuff.
But anymore. I get like, that's just, to me, that's just a little sampling. Yeah. Ironically, I hate preseason football. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Show me real players, please. I don't give a shit that this guy's trying to make a job, get a job. Like, he's trying to make the cut.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Just...
I enjoy the practice footage. Like, when you see the people, like, when they... You go online and like they're doing it for the Hurricanes. They put up all the different like the bringing up of the team and trying to get you know everything structured. I love watching that shit. It reminds me of the program. Remember the program?
Yeah,
is that the movie? Is that an old school pick?
Yeah, it would be. Yeah,
I've seen it on cable. I mean, I've seen it on cable, but that would be an old school pick for me. But the program where you see them like that whole idea. Like I fucking love the program. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was. I mean. Friday Night Lights is better.
Friday Night Lights was way better. Yeah. As a movie. I like the program for the like the kid that bunch of idiots started laying down in the street like they do in that movie. I remember.
They actually cut the scene out of the theater because
people were actually doing it.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah.
But my point is that as much as I love football and I'm a huge fan, I don't think I'm gonna let my son play football.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm saying this knowing that I don't have a son yet. I have a daughter, so for the time being, I'm kind of safe.
Your daughter came to you and said, "I want to play football."
No, she won't. She won't, man. I'm not saying that she won't ask me. I'm saying I won't let her.
Oh, okay.
I won't allow her. I won't sign off on that.
Yeah.
Not only will I not sign off on that, but I'll make sure the school knows I'm not signing off on that. So if you see some paper with a fucking forged signature,
that is
not me. And I'm saying that because I did it. I used to do that with my mom all the time, like just fucking forge your signature.
Right.
But no, I'm not allowing my daughter. And for the time being, I'm saying that I'm not going to allow my son. I just, being a parent, you go, I don't want any, like, it's just, and I know that I'm like, me 5 years ago, I would have been like, the kids are going to do whatever they want to do, and you got to, and I'm not going to be that guy that has them by the tight, you know, with a short leash and all that fucking cliche.
Please don't put a leash on your kid.
I'm not.
I'm really not.
I really don't plan on being that parent. But I don't want to put my kid.
You get protected. I know everyone.
I don't want to put my kid.
Everybody says,
you want to play basketball? Cool. You want to play soccer? Cool. You want to play baseball? Let's fucking do it, man. Any team sport, I am
soccer
with you.
Soccer actually
I
has a lot you. Of head injuries too.
I am with you 100%. Yeah, but they're all fake. They're all just waiting for the fucking red card. And okay, we're all better. But I'm all for the team. This is coming from somebody who never played any organized ball and of any kind whatsoever, and. I'm with you in the whole team thing, and
I honestly think it's more valuable than the danger would keep. You know what I mean?
I understand, but there's plenty of team sports that don't involve collisions to your head.
Sure, look, I'm not saying I would make my kid play football only.
No, I just don't want him to play football.
You know what I mean? Like that's to me, I don't know. Odds are I'm probably gonna have a big kid, so if that kid wants to play anything. Fine, man. I even if the kid wants to be on the fucking golf team, he wants to play fucking.
I have a friend who's on a golf team.
The golf, I don't care, man. Go do something.
You just have to have your own clubs.
Because
that weeded a lot of people out.
Yeah, they're like, I want to play golf. Bring your own clubs.
What weeded a lot of people out was the fact that it was a golf team.
Yeah.
After the few that still wanted to play, even though the thing said golf. You go, oh, this is before Tiger Woods. So this And then we get there and you go, you got to have your own clubs. You go, how much are clubs? What? Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah.
So.
Oh, no.
No other sport makes you do that. There's no other sport that goes, you want to be in the basketball team? You got to bring your own basketball.
No, yeah, you're right.
What the fuck?
You pay dues, but the thing is that golf clubs, fuck, I actually like swinging a golf club. I'm horrible at it, But I love.
I've only done it. My friend has only taken me once, and he's never taken me again.
He's like, no, I'm not taking.
Well, once you beam a fucking golf ball out his balls, you.
Really?
I swear to God, I'm not lying. We were practicing. It wasn't even. We weren't even shooting in the range. We were in the range. We weren't even in the actual game. We weren't on the course.
I love the driver.
We weren't on the course, and so we get in the sand trap, right? And practicing putts and shit. And he's right in front of me, and he's trying to teach me how to like swing. And he's right in front of me, and I go, dude, you might want to stand off to the side because I don't want to hit you. And then he goes, oh, yeah, good idea. I swear to God, this is happening just like a movie. Dude stands to my right. I'm looking dead ahead, and the fucking ball goes right to his nuts like it was one of those things. And surprisingly, he's never taken me again. He's never been like, hey, we're gonna play golf.
I haven't been hitting the balls with a golf ball in a while. What's scenario? Tanner, you want to go play some golf?
You want to go shoot around, man? You want to go on the range? Yeah. So he hasn't done any of that. I would want to play, honestly. I would, but...
But that's like that's another thing. That's a kind of sport where the better the equipment, the better the player. And I think that's kind of like cheating. Like, that's why I like NASCAR. Like I like the idea. I don't like NASCAR. But I like the idea of NASCAR because they put restrictor plates. Like, you can't just put the biggest engine in. Like, you can't.
But
it's all the driver.
But the car, none of the cars are all the same. No, the cars aren't all the same. They have guidelines.
Yeah.
But they aren't all the same.
They're trying to keep it all at a certain level so that what you get is the competition between the skill of the driver.
Right.
That's what the
goal is. They have that in golf too. That, I mean, there's certain you can't use. Yeah. I mean, but
there's not, like, there's so, you know, so much stuff that you can get.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not defending golf. I'm not going to stand here on this podcast and people are like, this is fucking very low. I hate golf. I think it's stupid. I would only want to play if I'm going to be hanging out with friends of mine. That's it.
Yeah. It's I treat it like the batting cages.
Yeah,
I love going to batting cages and just getting in front of the machine, just knocking, bang.
Yeah.
And I go to the slow pitch softball one because I don't pay.
No, I like 70 mile per hour fastballs.
Fuck
man.
You, man. Yeah, I can't fuck do that.
Let's
not,
do
not
it. I don't get. Don't get me wrong. But I just like the feeling of actually making contact. I'm like, yeah, it's good. Don't get me wrong. It'd probably be an out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But I'm
no,
like,
but even then, like, I was not a baseball player, so for me, I don't.
Neither was I. But every once in a while, you get one that goes clank, and you go, ah, that was it.
You're like, ooh,
that's the
ooh,
fucking one right there.
My thing is that I don't want to pay the money for the machine and then to strike out every time.
Well, that's a good valid point, but at the same time, you don't
want that big lobby softball pitch go pink. And I don't, just hit it out.
I like for that. You just play real softball.
That's true, man. We should start a softball.
We should. We should start a fucking.
There's still flies in here.
I think there's like one or two. Jesus. There were flies in this office earlier because. The office is right outside the kitchen, right? So it's right next to the kitchen. So the kitchen, the screen for the kitchen window. The screen is broken, not the kitchen. The screen is right. It has a little tear in it, and we have to crack open the windows when we're cooking, or else the fucking smoke, you know, to relieve the smoke.
Yeah.
Flies get in. So
there was a swarm of flies.
So I felt like there was a swarm of flies, and this hasn't happened before. So it's not like, oh, Neri lives in the fucking amongst the flies. I'm not the lord of the flies. I fucking. But this one particular night, I don't know why there's more flies. I guess because it just finished raining, maybe.
I don't know. Were looking like crazy people in here.
Yeah, we were looking like crazy people just swinging, swatting at the air, like, get away from me.
So if they would have filmed it, we would have looked crazy.
So I brought in. I had it in my garage. I had the fly light. What's it called?
It's a bug zapper.
Bug zapper, right? The big light, right? So I brought that shit in, and me and Mike, the first one, him and I were just talking, and then I saw it physically. I saw the fucking the lightning from the cage to the light kill the bug, the fly. And that was the first time I've ever actually in person seen one. Like, I've seen it on TV. I've seen it on TV.
Right.
But I've never seen it in person. I go, oh, shit. It's not even my bug zapper. It's my father-in-law's. And I'm like, oh, my God, that was great. Turn off all the lights. Turn off the computer.
We literally turned off every light source in the room, left the bug zapper on, and sat and stared at it.
And it was fucking great.
The whole time,
like,
I was like,
four
this is...
flies, and we were just like, zap away, bitches.
This is what rednecks do.
And it was fun.
And we were like looking around, and there's not, like, we don't see any more flies, right? We're like, is there no one else?
Yes, there's no one else.
Are you not entertained?
And it's funny because watching the flies, that when the moment you said that, this is what rednecks do, I was like, it was so much fun to watch them die that I was like, I may want to give NASCAR another chance.
Yeah.
Because maybe the rednecks are onto something.
That was so much more fun than I thought it was gonna
be. That was a lot more fun. You know, it's weird. I'm watching, and I actually started doing this on stage, but it's so true. Like, I was walked into a UPS store and they had ESPN on, and ESPN now has the CrossFit challenges on there. I don't know if you've seen these.
Yeah, where they compete on the circuit or
They complete a CrossFit course. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen this, but it's literally we're watching people work out.
Yeah.
It's a fucking 3-hour event. It is a 3-hour. We're not watching a sport, because CrossFit is not a sport. It is working out. We're watching people do sit-ups, do deadlifts, do fucking do push-ups, do pull-ups. This is not even a fucking sport. This is not a. How fucking fat am I that I'm sitting here watching people exercise? I'm like, this is the most ridiculous. And it's on ESPN. I used to make fun of poker. And I'm like, at least that's not a sport either. But at least that, you go, okay, there's some kind. I'm watching people work out, Mike.
You know what? That would never work as a live spectator sport, because then you're just standing around watching a bunch of people.
All right,
with like a plate of nachos, like you have at a football game. You're like, oh, that guy's doing good in the squats.
Oh my god, that! How many has he done? How many? Look at the scoreboard. Oh, 87 crunches. That's a lot.
Wow, good for him. Hey, can I get some beer?
Yeah,
peanuts?
Can I get a fucking? Yeah, can I get this helmet full of nachos? Thank you. I don't know. It's just ridiculous. I just whatever. I'm working a bit on it, and I'm gonna expand on it, but I just. Thought that was fucking
that's
crazy. That's
just crazy, man.
So anyways, I'm not gonna let my kid play football, but what I will encourage him to do is what this one guy did. There was a guy that did a triathlon. He just ran a triathlon. And
fucking crazy person.
Yeah. Look how crazy this guy was. He did a triathlon while juggling.
What?
The entire...
A triathlon or a marathon?
No, a triathlon.
How could he swim?
He did the fucking backstroke.
No.
And with one hand, he fucking did the three balls with one hand and fucking did back. If you watch it on YouTube, watch the fucking clips on YouTube.
It sounds like you're making this up. This is real.
It's real.
Holy
it's fucking
shit.
Real. Okay. And he did the bike riding with one hand. He did the fucking swimming with one hand. And then he ran while juggling. Okay.
I would hate to be
all of this while juggling. Here's you want to know what time he did? You know what his time was?
What?
What would you think of?
I don't even know what the standard time would be.
You don't know what a fucking standard time... And in a regular marathon, what is a standard time?
A few hours, like 3-4 hours
okay.
is a good time?
Triathlon, this guy did 1 hour and 57 minutes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
What a shitty fucker for making everybody else look bad.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Imagine you're
there. Here I am fucking watching people work out. This dude is out there fucking juggling while running a triathlon.
There's no chance of us competing
ever,
in a triathlon.
Ever. Listen, I've given
right
up on
now,
the dream of
there
fucking
could be
ever
maybe
having.
Years down the road where suddenly we're competing in senior citizen triathlon when they invent a pill that makes you fit.
No.
And. Then I feel
even then I take the pill after fucking a binge eating a week and a binge eating and then take the pill again makes me fit boom.
But then I feel bad for the other guys that are there next to him and they're like huffing and puffing and try to run.
I feel bad for the dude that lost to him. Like
yes!
Who was the dude that fucking got like 2 hours, like 1:57, like 2 hours is a good time. Or 1:59, right?
Yeah.
They're just like, what's your time? 1:59. Oh, cool. What place did you come? Like, whatever place he... Because he didn't win the triathlon, but he still got 1:57.
Yeah, but could you imagine you're there on a bike and you're like huffing and you're struggling to get through and all of a sudden some guy passes you and he's fucking juggling?
Juggling.
Like, show off.
Yeah.
You know, like, fuck you, man.
He had three drops. He had three drops in the water. It was all three of them were in the water, but then he just picked the bump up again and then fucking kept on juggling. And Guinness would not give him
the credit because he dropped.
Well, they wouldn't give him the credit for a couple of reasons, but I think that that he didn't want to be there. Like somebody from Guinness had to be there, and they're like, "I'm not gonna fucking watch somebody
this guy around.
Fucking
watch this fucker run and juggle.
Fuck that. We're here for real shit.
I'm so mad at this guy for showing up.
The biggest burger.
That's like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna do this entire marathon on my hands.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
That's like the fucking dude who doesn't have any legs. He's like, I'm here to fucking compete in the marathon. He's like, what? You don't have any legs. And he's like, all of his fucking, he's got his nasty fucking callousy full hands, just hands full of callus,
and then you
fucking running. And then he beats you, and you go, what the fuck? I actually said that the other day. I saw this dude in a wheelchair, and he was like fucking like pushing. And I'm like, man, if I was in a wheelchair, my arms would be huge.
Yeah.
Because, I'm not making fun of people on wheelchairs. I'm just saying, like, that's a great workout for your arms.
Those are your legs now. Yeah.
Like, you got, I mean, you know, fuck. So
yeah, well, like we get
this dude got juggling, ran a triathlon.
This, well, I'll tell you a side.
Google it, guys. If you guys,
do you have a name on him or something?
I don't have a name on him.
Jesus, juggling triathlon.
Juggling triathlon. How many people could there fucking be?
Narrow down. Yeah, to Google's like too many. I can't.
Google searches like we. So many. We have found one of one.
Yeah.
One of a possible one that matched this. Are you serious? Even Google was like, are you serious? This is for real? This really happened?
Google's like, oh, you mean this? Yeah. But I was talking to, I was at work and this guy comes in a wheelchair and he was, you know, like one of those, he's paralyzed from waist down.
I'm kind
of
sad that he didn't say this guy walked in a wheelchair.
No, you said
he came in.
I'm I thought I'd
kinda
said that.
Kind of sad. It's kind of sad. I was like waiting for you to be like, you said walked in, but he didn't walk. I'm sorry. That's insensitive of me. I'm so sorry. But go ahead. Continue.
So this guy came in to the emergency room and he was in one of the like wheelchairs like it's like lower to the waist, you know, it looked like one of those murder ball chairs. Have you ever seen Murder Ball? Do you know what Murder Ball is?
Yeah.
Paralyzed rugby, the wheelchair rugby.
No, I know what it is.
Fucking great. No, I'm telling the listeners.
Oh, okay. If you don't know what it is, if you don't know what it is, Jason Street competed in this in Friday Night Lights when she was paralyzed.
Oh, okay. I didn't. But yeah, so it's like wheelchair rugby. But so this, he's in like one of those kind of like sport chairs, and the dude, he was in so much better shape than me that I was like sad. And then I go to him, I'm like, okay, so can you get over to the bed? Because he had to lay down in the bed so that they could examine something. And I'm like, hey, and he's like, yeah, sure. And he literally just stands up on his hands and pulls himself. What is this?
Sorry, no, this is the juggling world record, juggling triathlon. This is the dude. I'm sorry. I didn't want to play the audio. I was just going to play the clip for you.
Oh.
It gets boring. After a while, you start watching and you go, all right, we fucking get it.
No, seriously, I don't even want to watch it because this guy's a fucking show off. I don't like him. Go ahead. I don't like
Continue.
Him.
So you were saying?
No, so the guy literally on his hands just kind of picks himself up, his whole body weight, and does like almost like a handstand like he's in the Olympics, you all know?
Right. He's showing off. I get it.
And he just, no, I mean, like, but yeah, fuck you, guy in a wheelchair.
All right, you can do a handstand. Yeah. We fucking get it.
And then so he literally like, and he just kind of held his whole body weight up and he sat himself. And I was like, and I had to say something. I was like, fuck, man, you know, I can't do that. He's like, yeah, man, that's the beauty of the wheelchair.
Did he flex?
Yeah. He's like, the arms get huge. But he looked like from the waist up, he looked like a bodybuilder. Like he looked like a fucking huge dude. And I was just like, man,
you're like, man, if only my legs didn't work.
If only I had an excuse.
If only my legs didn't work.
As you were telling
this guy, wow, man, I can't even do that. He was thinking, well, you know what I can't do? Stand.
I know, but like, I was like, damn, man, you're fucking strong. And he's like yep, that's what you do, man.
That's what you fucking do. You know what you don't do? Run.
Jeez, man. Wow, that's horrible.
Stand up.
I was genuinely out of admiration for
cartwheel.
He could probably fucking do that. With his hands.
It's not really a cartwheel if you land on your ass. That's not a cartwheel.
Whatever. This is
me being petty about fucking paraphernalia. How fucking petty am I?
But apparently,
I'm just joking, people. Before you start getting all crazy,
the wheelchairs that they use for those marathon things. He's just some super athlete.
They're lightweight.
Yeah, or it looks like a tricycle. And he's just there, and he's like, "Yeah, I compete and stuff."
I wonder if his ringtone is like the $6 Million Man theme song, where he's like, he's half man, half machine. You can read both of them.
I'm trying to remember.
I think that was a scene from Family Guy. I'm not even sure. I'm just
for Joe.
Yeah. Well, obviously, no. It wouldn't be for fucking Stewie. It would be for Joe.
I'm an idiot. You're right. That's a Tyler Ash. Like, you mean for the only paralyzed guy on the show?
Is it for the one paralyzed guy on the show? Like, no. It's for Quagmire, the fucking sex fiend.
It's for his dick. Oh, that would be fucking funny.
One of my favorite clips of South Park was when they first realized when they first told Quagmire about the internet. Like, he didn't know that you could download porn off the internet. And then he goes, hey, where have you been, man? We haven't seen you for weeks. And he goes, what? Well, what happened? And he turns around and you see his one arm is fucking, his left arm is huge. Good times. Anyways.
Man. But so, yeah, so.
This guy, so you were talking about, oh, how great is it not to walk?
No, but I was just impressed. I was like, shit, man, this guy's got so much more drive than me. That's what it is. You know?
Sometimes I get like, I don't want to say jealous or envious, but sometimes like what happened with you? You were like, yeah, man, that's fucking like, wow, that's
yeah.
I can't do that, and you could do that. Like, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. And I was joking around, but I was I follow Miss Tegan Presley on Twitter, right?
Here we go.
And she tweeted this today, where she was like, Fleshlight honoring military with discount. click on here to click a, get a discount, a military discount for the Fleshlight.
Awesome.
And I'm like, wow, that's fucking great. And I'm like, man, I wish I would have risked my life so I could get a discount on a fucking masturbating tool. Like, no, that's the whole problem. Yeah. That's the whole point. I'm like, this is.
You should not be having those thoughts.
This is exploiting. Isn't this exploiting of some kind? I'm sure it's. I'm sure whoever's in the military, like, great.
Yeah.
Another thing I get a discount on, fucking masturbating toys.
Yeah.
Like, thank God. Because I got to go back on another fucking. I got to go on another run. I got to go to Iraq again. So I'm glad I'll be.
Take my Fleshlight. Take my Fleshlight.
So I got jealous. I was like, wow, I want a discount. So if anybody is a military...
wants to buy.
Thank you for providing us with great service, you know, serving your country. But if you could do me a favor and pass along that discount to me, because I really want to buy this Fleshlight, so that'd be phenomenal. If you could just pass that along, it'd be great.
That's so fucked up.
So fucked up. People are like,
that's
what?
Awesome.
I risked my life for this discount. They're like, all right, but you're still buying a Fleshlight, right? Well, yeah, you could just buy two and just pass it on the discount to me.
Just buy like two.
And I'll fucking pay you. Just send me a PayPal email and I'll PayPal you the money. It'll be fine.
That's so funny.
So fucked up. It is so fucked up.
Oh, man.
Where are we at on time? What are we doing?
I don't know.
Oh, we're at an hour. All right, good. Good. All right. So we talked about that and. Let's take a quick break, and I know you're not asking.
No, I'm going to use this time to go.
I know. But I know you're not asking, but I want to go ahead and take a quick break because I like the break because it comes in the middle. I bust, you know, and this is just to everybody in the list because I had some people like, man, you rag a mic. I'm like, yeah, really? But we're just fucking, no. I was listening to it and I kind of felt bad. I'm like, I know because there's certain things. First of all, I actually like when you take a break. I'm like, oh, cool.
Mike needs to pee.
I don't like when you pee. I don't care about that. That's my whole point. I don't care about it. It doesn't affect me
when you pee.
But I've said it before, like fucking around. I'm like, really? You got to fucking pee again? But in reality, I'm just busting your balls. But I like when we break from the podcast. I feel it gives a nice groove and a nice flow to it. All right. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. All right, and we're back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are sitting here in the dark with a bug zapper on because we are fed up. These flies are relentless.
They're fucking, they don't stop.
They don't stop.
They don't fucking stop.
So we are, if at any point in the rest of this podcast, if we suddenly exclaim loudly that, oh shit, that's because a bug just got zapped.
Oh, I hope to God that it catches that in the background. I hope to God it catches
I hope you hear some sort of like,
it'd be
fucking
great.
Big fat ass flies.
Fat ass. Let's call them fat because they don't have any fucking feelings. Like they don't have any.
A bug's life was a lie. That shit ain't true. Fuck these bugs.
That's a great movie. They should make a sequel of that.
Yeah. No, they should make.
Instead
actually,
of Cars 2.
Do you want to see? I can't wait. What are you excited to see that's coming out? Because I'm excited for Brave.
I'm excited for Brave.
That one looks really
I'm
good.
Excited for the.
I mean,
I'm not really.
Dark Knight Rises.
I'm actually more excited for the Spider-Man movie. I know I talked a lot of shit about it in the previous podcast.
Right, right, right.
Because I just didn't like the original teaser. What they showed the first person view of him swinging.
Right, right, right.
And I thought it looked too video gamey.
Right.
Meaning that it looked realistic, but it looked like it was from a video game. And I go, I don't need that. But the other trailers look so fucking good. I don't like Spider-Man at all. Like, for nothing.
Really?
The superhero, like, nothing. I don't like anything. I just thought it was cheesy. But this movie looks... I didn't like any of the three original movies that came out. I didn't like any of those. No, but even the character itself in the comics, I wasn't a fan of that. I'm not a fan of Spider-Man at all. This one looks fucking great.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's better than I think it's going to be. You know, like, I'm optimistic about it, but I'm still realistic about it.
No, I actually am more excited about that than The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight, I'm not... How would I say this?
It's going to be a conclusion to something that's left hanging. You know what I mean? Like, it's supposed to be the end of the trilogy,
the voice, we all everybody knows how much I hate the fucking Batman voice the guy, but part one was the best one for me. Batman Begins,
yeah,
because it focused more on how and Bruce Wayne and
right.
And
right.
And I love that story, and I'm really sick and tired of. And I know Chris Nolan is like, I don't want to do CGI. I get that. I understand. I respect that. But you're doing a superhero movie, and
yeah,
you're doing. You keep
he
doing,
wants it to be real and gritty and all that.
I get that. You could do real and gritty and not, and still do super villains. I don't understand why Superman Returns got crucified because by critics because they're like, oh, you know, there's no real super villain and blah 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 blah, and there's not enough fight scenes. And I'm like, but you. And then Batman comes around and goes, these aren't real supervillains. There's not a real...
I don't know, man. I'm excited for it because it's Batman, but I'm not like... I just want to watch it to completion. I just want to see it put together. I want to see it put together.
I just hope that Nolan went up to him and goes, hey, can you fucking dial it back in the voice?
Yeah.
Just...
I don't think so.
Not
from what I've heard. I mean, he's not even in that in the trailers.
In
all
the
that
trailers,
much.
He's
yeah.
not as Batman. In the trailers, you only see you him as
that's
Bruce.
Interesting. Maybe they did. Maybe they're like, hey, a little less gravel in the voice
yeah.
there.
Can we just, you know, or maybe in post production, maybe in post production, they're like, all right, just change his voice a little bit.
Like, I wonder if there's like a Batman voice slider on their soundboard.
I bet you they
where
have
all one. Of a sudden, it'll take like right now, I could be talking like this, and as you slide it up, it's like it'll turn into a much more darker tone. Yeah. You know, like they're just gonna be like, hey, can we add that to shit?
Yeah, it's like, hey, so. This line says, you killed my mother. And he's like, all right, so I don't like you because you killed my mother. He's like, all right, take it easy. Too much is what I'm saying.
But I want to see Bane do well. I like that. Yeah, you know, I just want to see it. Did you hear what happened with G.I. Joe?
No, what happened?
They postponed it till next year.
What?
Yeah, it was supposed to come out.
Shut the fuck
I
up.
I swear my hand to
Chris
God.
Kringle. Chris
no,
Kringle.
Your God. I am.
You don't know you, my God.
I don't, but I'm telling you, that's how much I'm. This is 100% true. He, they, I guess, I don't know who the studio that's putting it out. They started putting it in front of audiences, and I guess with how well the Avengers did,
right?
People were like, oh, it's not, it's like, bleh, or something in the storyline, or I guess they want Channing Tatum more in it. I don't know.
They want him more in it? No, they did Channing it to upgrade the 3D.
That's an
delay for a 3D upgrade.
But that's what they're saying is the reason for the delay. But apparently the behind the scenes thing is that it was an excuse. I probably should have said that first.
It's Paramount.
Paramount. I probably should have said it first. They said that, no, we're going to add 3D. And it's, you know, but then they're meanwhile, they've have reshoot scheduled. Like they're going to shoot new shit for the movie.
Well, they have to do, well, maybe they're going to reshoot 3D specific. I don't know. I'm trying to make excuses for it.
Yeah, but either way, it's not coming out till 2013. And I was pissed because I was really excited.
I was really fucking excited. That Super Bowl ad, you know how much money they just lost, man?
Mm-hmm.
They
must have thought that they're going to lose money coming out so close to the Avengers or so close to... Or there might have been something wrong with the story. Like maybe
it went
just...
from June 29th of this year to March 29th of 2013.
Basically a year from, you know what I mean? Like... Something's up. Something's wrong. Because everybody, they said, the people were saying that in the test screenings that it was worse than Rise of Cobra or whatever.
I don't think that's possible.
That's what they were saying. But could you imagine if
no,
it was?
No, it can't be. I don't think that movie was that bad except for the fucking the suits. Whatever.
Yeah. But like, so they postponed it. And I don't know. I mean, it's probably, if it's a good move.
So the... What they're saying, I'm reading the article now that you mentioned it, because I had heard that they postponed it, but I didn't know it was going to be a year.
Yeah, a year.
That's a lot, man.
That's a long...
An unnamed Paramount executive said, quote, we're going to do a continuous 3D job, consensuous, right? Is that what the word is? Consensuous 3D job, because we've seen how it could better the box office internationally. James Cameron did it all the Titanic in 3D in post, and look how well that movie turned out. I don't know because there's only so many times you could watch. I saw the Avengers three times in a week.
Yeah,
I can't see. Titanic three. I don't think I've seen Titanic three times in my life. I think I've seen it twice, maybe three times in my life.
I've caught it when it's on TV.
Yeah,
that movie's long as fuck too. Whatever, but that's also kind of like a thing. Maybe they thought they weren't going to make enough money back, so they want to add 3D to up the ticket sales. Like that's kind of shitty.
But that's
fucking G.I. Joe. That's a big deal. And oh, because Battleship. Speaking of Peter Berg, that shit went that tanked.
Yeah,
John Carter tanked. Like a lot of these big movies have been.
Yeah, John Carter cost a lot of money, but they but you know, it's because John Carter wasn't bad. I thought it was a good movie. I don't know. They did not promote it
correctly. No, correctly. Of course not.
They
no.
did not promote John Carter correctly at all. I only saw ads for it like maybe 2 weeks before it came out, and that's not enough time.
Right.
When you have studios doing, you know, everybody's like, oh, the Avengers. Like, first of all, everything now is going to be compared to the Avengers, and
yeah, they
you
destroyed.
Have to understand at you know. As much as I hate to admit it, the Avengers, to a lot of people, is a sequel to Iron Man, to the two Iron Man movies, to the event, to the Thor movie.
I don't know if I would call it a sequel.
It wouldn't be a sequel. But here's the thing: those numbers, every one of those movies that came out, every movie gets better and better as far as the numbers are concerned.
Right.
And so Iron Man, no matter how good the Iron Man was as far as ticket sales, Iron Man 2 was better. No matter how good that was, Thor was better. No matter how good that was, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
every movie that comes out, Captain America was better. So yeah. When you, it's not a sequel in the sense of storyline. It's a sequel in the sense of sales, ticket sales.
Right.
Because
right.
a lot of those got people who saw those movies. Even if they weren't comic book people, once they saw the movies, they go, oh, this is good. This is cool. I want
Look,
to keep
I know
watching.
Plenty of girls that went to go see Avengers because they saw Thor and they were like, oh, that fucking guy. Ugh. And they were all like, Thor's going to be in the Avengers.
Hi, Jen.
Oh, shit.
Jen did that. She's like, I would marry Thor. I'm like, yeah, you and a lot of other women.
There's an awful lot
of
people.
And a lot of dudes.
And, yeah, a fair amount of dudes that would want that.
Nine months a long time to spend adding 3D. I think most of the time is just going toward getting the film back around to a reasonable release date. Indeed, releasing a film like G.I. Joe in the holiday season would be a little bit more than a disaster at the box office. Wow.
Yeah, man. So we have to wait for G.I. Joe. The Rock.
I'm so disappointed, man.
You look
I really
such
I,
a sad
I,
face
I,
on it.
It's fucking like, depressing, man. It's like you just brought down my sales, man. You just brought down my sales. So I'm looking for, I'm not really looking forward to Men in Black 3.
Today, right?
Yeah, coming out today. So by the time you guys hear this, it will already be out last weekend. I want to go see the Avengers again just to boost up the numbers. So to help, I want it to become number one again for the fourth week in a row.
You want it to be just
and withheld Battleship premiered with $25 million.
Woo.
And which is not a bad for a blockbuster. It's bad
because that movie cost way more than that.
Internationally Battleship has been kicking ass.
Oh really?
Because they released it like 3 weeks internationally and everybody thought. Those projected numbers, everybody thought, and because I was listening to Peter Berg talk on a podcast, everybody thought that, man, this thing's kicking ass overseas and domestically, it's gonna roll over. But Avengers, like, no, sir. We got week number three wrapped up. Week three, the Avengers, $55 million.
The Avengers, what the Avengers is doing is juggling during a triathlon. That's what they're doing right now. They're just like, nah, 3 weeks, whatever.
Like 3 weeks,
just
we got this. Nah, we're fine. So everybody's saying that now.
Guys can't do this. You guys can't. Yeah, you guys can't juggle.
They're
while
saying
doing...
Men in Black 3 is going to be knocking it off. One,
maybe,
probably.
I think it's probable.
I think it's probable. But you're looking at somebody who's first week compared to fourth week. Come on.
Yeah.
If you can't knock it off, then get the fuck out. But because of that, I want to go watch the Avengers again
just to
boost
like,
up those numbers. Like,
yeah.
I helped out in boosting up those. Yeah, however million you're counting for, I gave $13.
Yeah. This is my money.
My $13.
Could you imagine that? The Avengers beats Men in Black 3 by $12. You'd be like, oh, shit.
Son of a bitch.
That was me.
And I watch it on Sunday afternoon. Like, that was my money.
That was me. You go to the Avengers. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah. Fourth week in a row.
Fourth week.
But so... I'm not a big fan of scary movies. We've talked about this before. And the Chernobyl Chronicles looks pretty fucking interesting.
That's the one from the same guy that did Paranormal Activity, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. I'm looking forward to Snow White and the Huntsman. That one actually looks dope.
That one looks pretty cool.
That one's actually coming out next week, June 1st.
I can't stand the Kristen Stewart, the Twilight girl.
I hate that bitch.
I think
she's a horrible actress.
Ugh.
And not just because I don't like Twilight. I'm not saying that. No. I've watched her in other movies.
She's in this movie called... Take Me Home Tonight. It's like an 80s movie.
No, she's not. I saw that movie.
She's blonde. That's the blonde girl.
No, she's not.
I swear.
No, she's not. I saw that movie 2 weeks ago. Me and my wife saw that movie 2 weeks ago. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. Don't look at me with that face. Yeah, I see your face.
I saw that movie 2 weeks ago. Why?
Yeah, you're like, why would you do that? No, that's no, it's not her. You're thinking of, first of all, that movie is actually not that bad. It was kind of too serious in the beginning.
Yeah,
it took a while for the fun to start.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning, it's kind of depressing. Like, this guy is a loser. And you got whatever. Sure, you got
Topher Grace,
MIT, right? No, Teresa Palmer is a blonde chick. She's the girl from I Am Number 4. She's the girl from The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Show me the picture. I don't think it's her.
Dude, she's not in this movie.
Oh, then which one am I thinking about?
She's not even close. Like, this bitch is hot as fuck.
Then I'm thinking about a different one. I'm getting it crossed up. Oh, Adventureland.
I don't know.
It was supposed to be like this movie. It looked like a comedy when they promoted it, but it was a real serious movie about a girl cheating on, you know, guy cheating on her wife. Ryan Reynolds was cheating on his wife with this girl, whatever. She's terrible in that movie too. Like, there's no.
I've seen her in other movies. I don't know what movie you're talking about, but I've seen her in other movies. She's not good. She's not a good actress. Not just because I hate Twilight. I was gonna call her Twitter. Not just because I hate Twilight, but I really think she's bad. She's not good at all. So I want to see that one. I know you want to see Prometheus.
Yeah,
I'm okay with not watching it.
I want to see it
because I haven't seen the Aliens movie. I haven't seen the Alien movies, so I don't know if I have to watch it. Whatever, because I know this is a prequel. So technically, I don't.
Right.
But
I think the one.
I'm not a big sci-fi guy, and I know it sounds silly saying like, "Oh yeah, I just watched Avengers 3 times."
That's not a sci-fi movie.
But I'm not a sci-fi guy, and that's the reason why I didn't watch the original Aliens, because I'm not a sci-fi guy.
Well, yeah, Alien was good. Aliens was better. Alien 3 was me.
Rock of Ages. I'm interested.
I'm in that movie.
I don't want to see it anymore. Oh, I don't want to see it anymore. I'm done. I actually do want to see the comedy That's My Boy, the Adam Sandler.
Yeah, that one. Look, I've been kind of hating on the Adam Sandler movies lately.
Why?
I didn't.
What,
like,
movie has he done?
The Jack and Jill one that I was just like, oh, this fucking guy.
I don't count that one. That's not a real movie.
Yeah, it's not. It's like a paycheck movie.
It really is. That's one of those movies you go. Well, first of all, he doesn't need.
Fulfilled creatively.
First of all, I'm pretty positive he didn't feel a need. Like, I'm pretty sure he wasn't hurting financially. But I need another. You know, $20 million or whatever the fuck he's getting. But yeah, like, you're right. That movie was horrible. I didn't watch it, but I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. But aside from that, I mean, shit on him for just his. I know you're as good as your last movie, but fuck, you're taking it personally. Like,
no, I thought
the one before that was Grown Ups. That was a great movie. I thought that was a good movie.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like Grown Ups.
No,
I
man,
was,
the whole
I
time
thought
I
it was
like...
great because it really reminded me my friend. It reminded me of me and my friends. It reminded me of, like, that's the
I
way
guess,
we are with our
I guess
friend,
if you have
friends.
That. I guess I didn't just I didn't relate to that whole thing. So,
what? Because
I
mean, you don't have friends, Mike.
No, not at all.
So, if you did, you don't have a PlayStation.
Neri, you're my only friend.
That's the saddest thing
I've ever heard, right?
I actually haven't seen too many previews of it. I actually haven't seen any preview of it. But the title itself, I'm interested in is Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Yes, I've seen some trailers for it. It looks fucking great.
I want to see it. Then Brave comes out that same weekend.
Yeah.
What else? Ted. Oh, fucking Ted looks so great.
I died laughing at
Ted
that fucking trailer.
Ted looks so fucking great. From the makers of Family Guy.
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane plays the talking
you know what's funny, July 3rd The Amazing Spider-Man comes out, nothing else comes out that weekend because every studio is like, nah, we're good.
They're like, yeah, okay Spider-Man,
yeah,
you go, yeah, go Spider-Man.
The weekend before that, Ted, and there's a couple other three movies that come out, and the weekend after that, a couple movies come out, and July 3rd, like, no,
and then Spider-Man,
the next big blockbuster is July 13th, which is Ice Age, the fourth one.
I mean, those are tough. I like those movies, but you can't really count.
I only saw part one. I didn't see part two.
I've seen the first one. The second one I've seen on cable, I think. But those are tough because those are family movies. Like, it's hard to fit, you know, like Prometheus is not a family movie.
Well, yeah,
but
it's
not going to get people bringing
everybody. Well, I mean, Puss in Boots was technically a family movie, but there's a lot of references we go.
Yeah. No, that, and I understand that. Yeah.
What else? The Bourne Legacy. Whoa, my goodness. I'm fucking... Bourne Legacy comes out on the same weekend as Total Recall. Have you seen the commercial for Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
That looked great. Fuck you. That looked great.
It looks fantastic, but it's like, oh, man, I kind of don't want them to change my image of the cheesy movie. Like, to me, that
was... First of all, it wasn't cheesy. It's cheesy now.
It's cheesy now.
When you watch it 20 years later. Watched it back then, you're like, oh, first of all, I didn't understand it when I first saw it as a kid. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But it's Arnold and he's shooting up shit, so I'm down with it.
When his head comes out of that other fat lady's head.
No, I love the x-ray. When they're showing him the x-ray machine.
Yeah.
That was a fucking great scene for me. The chick with the three tits. Oh, my God.
You think they're going to bring back the three titty chick?
If they do, I hope one of the tits is in the back. For slow dancing. For when the dude is slow dancing, he has something to grab onto. He's like, hey, tits in the back. Hey. That's actually a line from Married with Children. Like three boobs, one in the back for slow dancing.
That was what I was expecting.
And then, Bourne Legacy and Total Recall. I'm really surprised that both of these are coming out at the same time, the same weekend.
They must be fighting it out.
August 3rd.
And you think? Here's the reason why.
Because July 30th, The Dark Knight comes out. Nothing else comes out. July 30th.
Who's gonna go up against it?
Then July 27th. July 20th, it's The Dark Knight. July 27th, three movies that are shit that I've never heard of. And then August 3rd, which is 2 weeks after The Dark Knight, is The Bourne Legacy in Total Recall. And the reason why they're not moving up, I'm surprised both of them are coming out. I would think that they will both be... And then August 17th, The Expendables 2, which we already talked about.
Well, look, I hope everyone is taking notes and putting it into their calendars.
Or they could just look at the app as I'm doing.
Yeah,
The fucking... But you asked me which movies I'm looking forward to, and I'm telling you...
Yeah, yeah, no.
There's only a few. There really isn't... I know I've named a lot, but that I'm looking forward
to...
That I really want to see is Expendables 2.
Yeah.
Total Recall, The Bourne Legacy. So what are we at? Three?
Mm-hmm.
The Dark Knight, I guess. That'll be four.
We're probably gonna go see that.
Amazing. I'm gonna see it, but I won't see it opening weekend because I don't want it to beat Avengers. So I'm purposely not gonna watch it opening
weekend. I can tell you right now, for us, and I know the Dark Knight Rises will not never be as good.
No.
I know it
won't be as good. I'm talking about box office wise. I won't see it the first weekend because I don't want the box office numbers.
That's because because the Avengers is man, that really upped the bar. God, man.
I think by far. I don't think it's even close. I don't think it's even close as far as the best superhero movie ever.
Yeah, I can't even think of another one that's remotely as good.
Even before this point, there was an argument to be had.
Yeah.
Before this point, there was like, well, The Dark Knight was good. Or the X-Men First Class.
We had that conversation. X-Men First Class was on top for us.
I think a lot of people would have gone with Dark Knight over X-Men
First Class.
But that's a debate.
Right.
That's an actual debate. That's a understandable debate. There is no debate.
Right now.
No.
There's none. You can't. It doesn't even come close.
All right. So Spider-Man, so that's five. Brave is six. Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter is seven. Ted is eight.
There's a few, man. There's not a lot of big stuff going on, but like those...
And Snow White.
Yeah.
So we're looking at 10, 11, whatever. Who gives a shit? But those are the movies I'm looking forward to the most.
I'm down for those.
I know how much time we've got. I know Mike is telling me to look at the screen, but I don't want to turn the screen back on because I want the bugs to be
I can't emphasize to you guys that we are literally sitting in the dark. The only light is the bug zapper and the phone lighting up Neri's face like he's telling a ghost story.
Blah, blah.
And the man was in the back seat with a hook. That's what it feels like right now. Like we're telling campfire stories.
I've never been camping.
You've never been camping?
Thank you for repeating what I just said. In case the audience wasn't able to hear that the first... No, I've never been camping.
Wow. That shit's awesome, man. I love camping.
I've never been camping. I feel as if I would need to take this light with me. Can we somebody please fucking... Yeah. This hurts. This is not comfortable at all.
I love getting out to the fucking, like, I don't get to do it enough, but for a while there, I used to carry, my dad taught me this trick where he's like, keep a tent in your car and, you know, just, you know, whenever you feel like getting away, just go down to the Keys somewhere and go, you know, be outside, sleep outside, bring some sandwiches and a case of beer or something, and just go be alone.
That sounds like the beginning of a horror movie.
It really does, but you end up not being alone because you go to like a campground and you see other people there. But it's just nice to not be in a house, like just get away.
My brother-in-law
start a campfire.
My brother-in-law is an Eagle Scout. Like, he was in Boy Scout all his life.
That's cool. I actually have a lot of respect for
him. I was actually at... I do now. I remember one of the very few times that my wife's ever told me, obviously before we, you know, before we got married, we were dating, when her and I first met, and she knew what I did, and I was a comedian and blah, blah, and I've always, you know, my personality is that I'm always joking around, I'm always eating shit. And she told me one time, and I don't even know if she remembers this, but she told me, yeah, my brother's a Boy Scout. And I go, how old's your brother? And at that time, he was like 16, 17 or something like that.
Right.
And she said like 17. She goes, 17. I go, and your brother's a Boy Scout? And it wasn't rude and it wasn't, but very.
It kind of caught her
off guard. No. Very matter of factly, she said, yes, and please don't ever make fun of him for that.
Whoa.
And I said, and I never did. I was like, all right. I'm like, hey. But I never, to my defense, I never even had a chance. I was just processing the information.
Right.
I was
literally an Eagle Scout? Right? Yeah, a Boy Scout?
No, I was like, oh,
he's like, don't make fucking fun.
No, but she didn't say it. That's what my point was. She didn't say it rudely. She wasn't being rude. She said it very matter-of-factly, yes, and don't make fun of him for that. And I was like, cool. And that's the only time she's ever done that since. And now, like, even before or since, she has never told me that. And this is before I really met the family. It was like I met the family, but I hadn't hung out with the family.
Not socially.
Yeah,
it was just like the pleasantries of hello.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm courting your daughter.
And I realized after, you know, for the years that I've been with her and the years that I've spent with her family, I realized, yeah, again, I do have a lot of respect for him for that.
You learn a lot of cool shit, man. I have a big respect for. I actually toyed with the idea of getting my wilderness EMT license, where they take you out into the woods and they teach you like how to do the emergency response out there in the woods.
Yeah,
and it's like a couple months, like a month long course or whatever, and they take you out into the woods after. Yeah,
that sounds cool. That sounds like
it's expensive as fuck, and but you get your certification at the end. You can't really do. You can become, you know, like you can probably get a job in a national park or something like that.
Right.
But they teach you all of this cool ass shit, and what they teach a lot of that is. You learn a lot of cool shit in the scouts.
Yeah. Well, my father-in-law, he's a scout leader. He was a scout leader and for his son,
my father-in-law.
So I was actually there for the Eagle ceremony, for the Eagle.
And that's a big deal. Not a lot of people get that.
No, they don't, because you have to, it takes years. Like, it's not like you think about how many people were Boy Scouts and they have to be a certain age to become an Eagle Scout. And they've had to have had been a Boy Scout, and there's like a process, and they got to do they got to do projects, and it takes a big deal. So I didn't have respect for him before, but I gained a lot of respect for that whole organization. I was like, well, that's cool. And to be honest with you, the reason I never did is because I didn't have money. I never, when we were kids, you know, I don't know if we ever talked about this in a podcast, but when we were kids, my parents didn't have money for. And especially because
any extracurriculars,
if they didn't
offer it at school, it was you couldn't do it.
My parents took my brothers to a couple Cub Scout meetings, and then the moment they were like, oh yeah, and then you have to pay for the uniforms. They're like, nah, we're out. Like they thought it was gonna be free because my parents aren't from this country, so they didn't know.
Right.
Oh yeah, I thought I was just take them to a meeting at somebody's house, and you know they have fun and they sleep over. Like
that.
You gotta pay. Nah, we're done.
You want to know a weird thing? That is something I would definitely let my son or daughter get involved in, like Scouts, Girl Scouts.
Oh, we're going to, like, my father-in-law already told me, even before my daughter was born, even before we knew the gender, said, put your kid in Scouts.
Yeah.
And first of all, that idea was never even a concern for me, was never even in doubt, especially for a girl, because they saw the cookies.
Yeah.
So I'm like, nah, you kidding me? I'm going to have fucking, please.
Yeah, it's like, I'm predicting
this right now. My daughter starting beginning in from four, give me 4 or 5 years when she's 5 years old in Scouts as a Girl Scout, I'm predicting she will win the cookie race every fucking year. She will win the most cookies sold again.
Like,
Sophia Science, yes, again.
She's retired from the Scouts. Like they're like they retire her sash. It's hanging in a banner on somewhere.
She will never know the she would never know what it's like to have to go outside and sell in the hot sun.
Nope.
She was like, Daddy, cookies are for sale. So
she keeps getting awards and she's like, I don't see what the big fucking deal is.
Yeah, I don't see what the big deal is. Just have your dad buy 115 boxes.
No? Your guys' dads don't do that shit?
Whose dad doesn't buy 115 bucks?
Yeah. You know what I'll do? You guys
are all weird. You know what I'm going to do? And now that I'm talking about it, this is just me spitballing. I'm going to buy like 200 boxes and then sell them out after my shows.
What?
What?
That's it. You got to do is write a Girl Scout. No, fuck it. You don't need an excuse to sell Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, I don't need a girl. I'm fucking making back my money. It's not like I'm making a profit out of it. I'm just selling back my... Yeah. I'm making back my money. You don't need a license? What are you fucking copywritten material?
I thought you were selling like you would sell with your t-shirts.
I would.
Shit like that.
I would. After shows, I'll sell my shirts.
I would genuinely try to make a profit.
No, I wouldn't make a profit. I'll just make my... No, because the whole point is the profit is that my daughter, you know, got sold 150 boxes or whatever the fuck it is. You know, but
you know what? My atheism would get in the way of the Scouts because it's a Christian organization.
Is it really? I didn't even know that, and now I have more respect for it than I did before.
Yeah. It's a Christian organization. I would be like, oh, go be a part of the Scouts, but not the God part, okay? Don't bring that home.
Don't listen to
the God part home.
What if your son came up to you? Because I did that. I found God on my own. Right. I mean, I had my first communion. I was raised Catholic as a kid, and I had my first communion and stuff like that. And but when I was 15, I went to church on my own. Like, my friends took me to youth group, and I found God on my own.
Sure.
And I came to my parents, and they were like, oh, okay. Like, they were like, oh, that's weird. So what if your kid did that?
And my kid came up to
like,
me and
your
said,
kid was like, listen, I found Jesus in my life, or Buddha or whatever, just not to use Jesus, just to use any religion, any form of religion, be like, hey, I would fully support
his decision to...
What if he wanted to talk to you about him? Like, I want to.
I would probably have.
He'd be like, fuck you, Dad. You never fucking listen to me, man. You're always trying to change my mind.
You want
to
know what happens? I'll tell you exactly what happens. This happened with a guy at work. A coworker of mine, a friend of mine.
He bore your child, and then what happened?
He was immaculately conceived a baby, and no, he found Jesus in his 20s.
Right.
And what happens when you are the new to the church, you are really militant about that shit. Like, you are, no, and everybody should, I have to preach, and you're wrong, and you're still new. You're like, have baby legs.
Yeah. Well, I have a friend who's more of an acquaintance. I mean, he's a friend, but I don't really talk to him. This guy I know that I only talk to him or see him doing fantasy. Like, he's in my fantasy football league.
Okay.
And the one time a year that we do the draft, that's the one time I see him. But, you know, I used to work with him when I worked at an office. I used to work with him for years. But he still hangs around the other franchise members because he goes, hey, you know, they play poker. And all those, but he's just recently converted now into a born-again Christian. And he's that dude, what you're mentioning. He's that dude that's gone off. Now he's, like, judging people.
What ends up happening is that they challenge you, like they get in your face about stuff. And so I would, if my kid came to me and said, I love the Lord and I want to be in the church, I would be like, great, that's awesome. And then
would you go to church for your son?
Huh? If he wanted me to go to church with him, I would have to, it would be tough, but I would go. I would go.
I see you fucking, you have no kid yet, and you're still like, I would go with him. I think you would go once. And
it depends
go,
on how old the kid going. Is.
If, yeah, if he's little, 15.
Huh?
If he's 15.
15 years old, I'd go with him. I mean, he's 15, you know, he's still not an adult. But if he's 18, I'm like, get your own ass to church.
Here are the car keys. You can go.
I'd be like, no, you drive your own car. Oh, you don't have a car? Do you have a job?
Maybe you should pray for one.
Pray for a car.
I knew where you were going with it. I knew where you were going with it.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that we hang out all the time. We talk about this shit all the time. I don't judge people for their belief, but if it was my kid.
That's what I'm saying. There's a difference between.
There's a very big difference.
There's a difference between, you know what I mean? Like,
I would want him to understand what he's. I would want him to. Because let's be realistic, a lot of people bullshit. What the church means to them, you know, like they're like, oh, come and they
and that's why I always have a problem with saying like, oh, I found the church. Like,
you don't find the church. The church finds you when you find God.
Yeah, that's,
once
that's,
you find
that's,
God, the church, I, the church.
That's
finds
why
you.
I classified it like I found God on my own. Like I found. Right. Let me rephrase it. I didn't find God on my own. I found God without the aid of my parents because there were people helping me find God, but
sure,
they weren't.
Sure.
But
I don't know. My kid, because again, I wouldn't be raising him with religion. I would be raising him with science and you know all the all
jibber
the,
jabber and
all the yeah all the stuff,
hogwash
all the hogwash sure. I mean, how else are those hogs gonna get clean?
All the hogwash, all the hogwash has been proven.
Yeah, by, all the stuff that's science. You know, the stuff that's true. And
it's funny, man.
But yeah, so I would raise him with that. So if one day he comes to me, he's like, "Hey, I want to be, you know, my, I've really gotten into Hinduism." I'd be like, "Oh, that's interesting. Learn the history. Don't Let's talk about it.
Don't bring that curry shit around here.
What? That's just delicious.
Yes, but it stinks up the fucking house.
And it gives you diarrhea, but it's delicious.
That part I'm okay with.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I'm okay with that. Have you had that sauce at fucking Samurai's?
The
pink sauce that it's basically mayonnaise.
Yeah. The spicy mayo.
It's a different sauce. They call it the pink sauce. I don't know. It's like 80% mayo, and then they put other shit in it. That's fucking delicious.
It's like fire.
No, it's not spicy.
Oh,
it's not spicy at all.
Oh, I think
it's delicious. I don't know if you heard that. Spicy food is not delicious,
it's
people.
It's just spicy.
It's just fucking spicy. That's why I don't like spicy food, because I can't. Once you burn my taste buds,
I can't taste anything,
and I like that taste of shit.
That's why I'm gonna choose a religion based on their food.
Religion.
I'm going to choose a religion.
Oh, me and my wife started watching Oz. I bought the first couple of seasons on DVD, the HBO series. That's like okay. 10 years, like 15 years old.
Yeah. It's old.
We started, because I seen the first two seasons already. But it's been years. It's been at least 8 years since I've watched them. But it's a real when I remember watching it, I was like, this is the best series I've ever seen in my life. And to this day, I'm like, everybody's shit, like, oh, The Wire. I'm like, this Oz is really fucking good.
I've never seen The Wire.
I've seen the first 2.5 seasons of it. It's really good. The second season kind of sucked. Beyond, everybody says the same thing.
But there's also, again,
Game of Thrones.
Finite number of shows that you can watch.
Game of Thrones. I want to start watching again.
Dude,
and I already saw the first two episodes, and I was like, these names are confusing.
I don't know who the fuck these names are. Watch it with subtitles. I'm not kidding. I didn't think you were.
I might just do that. But I want to watch Game of Thrones to get back into it. And I think right now is a good time because the second season is about to be over or just started. I don't remember.
The second season, they're like 8 episodes into the second season.
Yeah, so I think if I watch the first season all together,
you might catch it at the end.
Yeah, I might catch up to it at the end. So, everybody says the same thing about Game of Thrones or whatever. So, take it easy.
I know.
Take it easy. Is there anything you wanted to talk about? Because I know you had. I don't know if you wanted to bring up this chick that you went on a date with.
Went on a date. Yeah. Well, I mean, she came to a show and we hung out after, so that's date-ish.
What? How did you hang out?
We went to get drinks after the show. And then
we did
a little kissing. Which was kissing. Yeah.
Just kissing.
Yeah.
Isn't it fucking great though?
It's really
great. That's what we talked about last podcast. It was very pleasant. It's fun to only make out. Like, don't get me wrong. If my wife is listening to this, don't get any ideas.
Yeah.
Don't get fucking crazy.
She's like, oh, so I only have to make out with you?
Was he gonna make out? Like, no.
That's how
spousal abuse begins.
No.
You just make out. Oh, speaking of which, and to be fair to my wife, I have to say this. Remember a few weeks ago we talked about that I slapped the piss out of my wife?
Yeah.
She slapped the shit out of me.
Yeah.
She walked in. She caught me totally off guard because I downloaded comic books onto my phone. So I don't do this often, but I'm taking a shit and I'm reading. I only read like one or two pages at a time while, you know, per shit, whatever. So I'm reading and my wife goes, knocks on the door and she goes, what are you doing? I go, what the fuck do you think I'm doing? She goes, what are you doing? She goes, are you shitting? And I go, yes, I'm fucking shitting. Like, I'm thinking that she's good. And she fucking storms in and slaps me. And goes, I slapped the shit out of you. And I kind of like have my mouth open, like, are you serious? Like, you fucking serious? And she goes, and you better mention it on the podcast. And she fucking walks out.
Best thing I've ever heard.
She's awesome, man.
Revenge.
Yeah. She's like, good. You better mention it on the fucking podcast. She thought it was the funniest. Like, she couldn't stop laughing. She was like, she was holding in her laughter before it happened. So as it happened, she's like, ah, and she's laughing her ass off. So she slapped the shit out of me.
You guys are so cute.
We gotta give my wife credit. She slapped the shit out of me. So,
yeah, so the kissing's nice.
Kissing is nice. I think it's overrated. It really is underrated.
Underrated.
Did you go home and jerk off to the thought of you guys making out?
No.
Really?
No, I jerk off to the nastier thoughts of things.
But to her?
No.
Oh.
No, I haven't.
Ah.
I haven't jerked off since Tuesday.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I stand back, man. Just don't fucking point that shit at me.
I'm doing it right now. I actually love these flies getting zapped. Turns me on.
I actually jerked off to pictures of my wife on MySpace before her and I actually physically talked.
Holy shit, that's creepy.
Yeah, well, it's
awesomely creepy that you're married now.
Yes, but we're married now, so it's not that creepy.
That's how, it's like, baby, that's how much I love you. I was jerking off to you before I even met you.
You know, so I say that on stage. You know, I have a bit about it. I say it's weird how when you tell a woman I've jerked off to you, they go, ew.
Ew.
And you tell a man, if a woman comes up to a man and goes, I finger blasted myself to you, like you go, oh, shit.
Wow.
Wow, yeah, really?
That's,
tell me about it. Even if it doesn't matter if the girl's attractive or the girl, and you go, wow, I want to know more about it. Even if you're not physically attracted, that's when you want to know, like, tell me more. Like, oh, really? Yeah. That's
like,
really?
You're almost like, how did that happen?
How did that really?
How did that come about?
I'm sorry.
No, tell that story.
Should I apologize? I'm sorry.
Thank you. Oh, no. Are you okay?
Yeah,
you know, like, it's like, that's fucking funny.
But, yeah, I talk about that. I'll say, you know, so I think the fact that you haven't made out, that you haven't jerked off to the chick, you've gone on a couple of dates, or you've hung out with her a couple
of
times.
We hung out Wednesday and Thursday.
Is she going to listen to the podcast?
Maybe.
You don't even know? You haven't even asked her? Did you tell her?
I told her I did the podcast.
What did she do? She say, oh, that's nice, or I don't listen to the podcast? Or
she was just like, oh, okay. She's like,
no, because
oh, wow,
some people
cool.
are like, oh, I've never listened to a podcast.
She's like, oh, that's cool. I think, I don't remember what she said.
You weren't paying attention to what she said, Mike.
No. I don't remember.
You were staring
I was
at
the
boobies.
Time.
You were staring at her boobies the entire time, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, probably. I was having my own little ideas.
Oh, by the way, just wanted to do a what's that thing called when you're like a newspaper and you forgot something?
Oh, the corrections.
It's not really a correction, but we just left something out.
Okay.
Of last week's podcast.
We omitted,
thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you, doctor. we omitted the, it was Alexis Texas that we, she was,
yes!
On, yeah, she was in the panel.
Oh, shit, that's
and
right.
And Moneyball wrote to me a very stern, written warning saying, how the fuck can you guys forget Alexis Texas? You didn't even mention her one time in a podcast.
No, we didn't.
We didn't mention her one time, and you guys
oh
so
God,
upset. He's
right.
Like, don't talk
Holy
to me for the rest of the day. And then he put a picture of a dog turning his back to me that it said, we're not talking for the rest of the day. So he got very upset.
Wow.
Alexis Texas. I stand by the fact that she's overrated. I think she's a. Here's the difference when people don't understand. People make fun of me. My friends make fun of me because I'm constantly saying such and such is overrated. That's overrated. That's overrated.
You're overrated.
Just because I say it, very, very good rebuttal. I'm where you're overrated. How about that? Just because I say something is overrated doesn't mean I don't like it. Understand that. I could love something but still be overrated.
Yeah.
Just because I like something doesn't mean that. Just because I think something is overrated doesn't mean I don't like it. In fact, most of the time I say something is overrated, I say it because I like it. It's just not to the level of the hype. Whenever I say it's overrated, it's because I like it. If ever I didn't like something, I wouldn't use the word overrated. I would use, no, that's bad. That's horrible. That sucks. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, I don't like it.
For the record, Alexis Texas.
Star Wars. Overrated.
Well,
today is now. Today is the anniversary.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks to me, you knew that. You didn't know that before me.
I fucking posted up.
I posted it on fucking Twitter before you did. I put this day in 1977 Star Wars debuted. And then I even put...
But you want to know who else did
since
that?
Since then, virgins have multiplied in astronomical numbers.
That's fucking funny.
I tweeted that today. And then 4 hours later, you go, happy birthday, Star Wars. And I go, fuck you.
Hey, you want to know
copycat.
Who else? You want to know
yeah,
who else
biter.
Posted that up?
What a biter!
Every other fucking nerd in the world.
You're the only fucking person on Twitter that I follow that posted that.
A lot of people I follow posted that shit up. So
you follow a lot bigger nerds than I do.
I do.
The only reason I even knew that is because every once in a while, I'll go to the history page and put this day in history, today in history.
Oh really?
And in entertainment, that's the one I came up. It does a lot of shit like Civil War.
That's a cool idea.
Civil War industry and blah blah. So every once in a while, when I haven't tweeted something out in a while. when I have nothing to tweet about, because I really don't tweet shit like, I'm a Panera. Like, I don't fucking tweet that type of shit.
This salad is delicious. Yeah, Instagram.
Instagram.
I put an old filter on a picture of my salad.
On my salad to make it look like it was crusty and nasty and soggy.
No, this salad is from the 1800s.
Oh, yeah. This is what a picture of a salad looks like. If it had been taken with a little bird on the inside chipping away with a chisel and a hammer. Whenever I haven't tweeted something for a while, and I don't want to be that guy that only tweets promotional shit. I don't want to be that comic either. Yeah. I don't like being that guy. So whenever I see my tweets have recently been about, you know, promoting something, which I want to promote stuff. Yeah. I just don't want to only promote stuff.
It's like we can't have every old school pick be of Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Same concept. Yeah, same concept. We just can't flood.
So then I go to the history page, and today it just happened to be, I haven't been on there like in 2 weeks, the history page. This and I went into history.com, and then I said this day in history. And you read a lot of them. Actually, it was when the Brooklyn Bridge opened up today.
No, which, Star Wars is more important.
Yeah. Which I figured.
Star Wars.
Today or yesterday, the Brooklyn Bridge was, I forget. But you're right. It is more. Now, not is it not, I don't think it's more important. I think it's more tweetable.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
We're going to fuck it, right? Oh, the Brooklyn Bridge. I was going to find out how many people have committed suicide off the Brooklyn Bridge and be like, and since it's history, little known fact, 3,000 people have fucking died from jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge.
Hey, everybody.
Fun tweet. Hashtag fun tweet.
Fun tweet.
Snapple fact.
Maybe we... Or it was... And you popped the little cap off.
Oh, I love watermelon kiwi. What's this? 3,000 people have died off of...
I hate you, Snapple. I hate you. So, former adult film star Jenna Jameson has been arrested in Southern California.
Yeah, you tweeted this DUI. And I didn't know if you were joking or not.
Okay, so that was my tweet of the week. Hold on, let me bring it up. But yeah, so...
That's sad. She has kids, man.
Yeah,
I never find that, like, when people are like, oh, this guy DUI'd, and people are like, what a fucking idiot. I go, man, I feel bad for the kids, though.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a woman. You know, most of the time, you don't hear about women DUI'ing, about celebrities.
You're right. Unless it's like Lindsay Lohan or
shit like but that. But she doesn't have kids, so I don't give a fuck.
Right. Like, that was what everybody said when Britney Spears got.
Yeah. Well, she didn't get a DUI, but she...
When she went off her, you know, when she went crazy. Yeah. All the drugs and stuff, because then it's like, oh, but she's got those kids, you know. Yeah. So like,
it makes me feel bad when Jenna Jameson gets a DUI, because you go, she has kids, they're young kids, and who's gonna take her kids to school? Like, that's the type of shit that I think about now as a parent. Completely fucking boring and unfunny, I know, but because you're looking at me like, really, you're fucking...
That's what happens.
You're killing the buzz. That's what happens when you inseminate somebody.
So my tweet of the week is,
see it through completion. A lot of people are like, I've inseminated many people. I don't feel that way. Because you fucking pay $400 to make it go away.
Oh.
Continue.
So, Jenny Johnson, high five. She's a writer in LA. She posts up, overnight, Jenna Jameson rammed into a pole, blew, and was placed in handcuffs. Then a few hours later, she was arrested for a DUI.
Yeah. Which is the reason why I didn't know if it was a joke or not. I'm like, did she really get arrested for a DUI? Or is that just... a pun on porn shit.
Yeah, no, she that's apparently she did it. She didn't test or whatever. I don't know what the specifics of it are. I just know she got arrested. And it's sad because she's all banged up now. It's not like she can make a comeback. She looks like too plastic surgeried.
She
was fucking amazing.
Yeah, but she's still making money. Like, she has production.
Oh, yeah, she has her own company. You know, what do you think pays for her alcohol?
What do you think she needs to come back from? What are you thinking?
I guess you're right. I only think of her as the physical sex object.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not thinking of her as the entrepreneur. She's a millionaire. She's an entrepreneur millionaire.
Because that's what you think about when you think of Jenna Jameson.
Every porn star wants to get to that point where you're just... Every poor star
wants fucking on camera.
You're
for not money?
Fucking on camera, and you're still making money from fucking on camera.
Nice.
That's how much money she makes. She's like, I'm making money from other people fucking on camera.
Again, more money than a man.
Than
the male.
Way
porn
more. That's why it's not degrading. Anyways, so I wanted to correct that we omitted
Alexis Texas.
And I think she's hot. I think she's beautiful, and she's got a great ass, and I'm an ass man.
Yeah.
So before my friends come down on me again, I just think she's overrated. Overrated meaning I don't think she's first overall pick. Sorry. She was first overall pick in the fantasy in the
point. I know
draft.
That was.
But you know, here's the thing. I don't think not to say that she shouldn't have been first overall pick, but everybody was saying it before the porn draft started. Everybody was like, well, yeah, we all know who's going first. I'm like, Who?
No.
I'm like, who's going first? Four of my friends are like, Alexis Texas is clearly going first. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, that's like the LeBron of porn. And I'm like, no. I'm like, not. That's why I think she's overrated. Not because she's not beautiful. I think she's beautiful. I think she's hot. And I've seen actually a couple of movies. Oh, before I forget, I fucking downloaded Avengers XXX.
Me too. Yes. I completely forgot.
Oh my god.
Dude, they did a great job
with China, man.
Yeah.
They fucking painted her like she was green. She's a She-Hulk. But they painted her really so well. This dude was fucking banging her for, like, she could tell she's sweating and the paint wasn't coming off. I'm gonna tell you right now. Dude, he was eating her out. And her fucking cooch was so like.
Stop.
No, dude, first of all, give credit to China, man. All right,
here's the problem. Here's the issue.
She doesn't look bad.
She doesn't look bad. No.
Even painted green.
So China's China, but she's very mannish. She's very big.
I don't think she's mannish.
In terms of size, like she's not a woman-sized woman.
But they put her with a fucking big dude.
That's what I'm saying. Could you imagine that, first of all,
I got to be honest with you. Not that I'm judging other men's dicks, but Thor. Not that impressed with Thor's dick. You would think a demigod.
It's by comparison. He's standing next to China, next to any other porn star. That dick would have been huge. But that's what I was saying. Could you imagine?
Look, I'm not gonna fight you too much on this, Grant. There's only so much you can argue. Like, I know my dick sizes, and I know what big dick looks like on screen. I'm not gonna fight this.
But you saw. We were at the porn convention. They're not big girls. These two girls are usually pretty short.
Some of them are not.
Gianna Michaels, whatever. So she fucks.
Texas Alexis wasn't big either. It wasn't small either.
But she's the big booty. But she wasn't tall.
But Gianna's huge.
Gianna's huge. So imagine the guy.
Gianna's bigger than China.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gianna is bigger than China.
So.
A lot.
That's got to be.
Not even close.
Like in porn, like it's like, hey, you're going to have to fuck this giant woman. It's like, oh, I'm going to look tiny.
Well, they have a market for that. Like Amazonian women 3.
They do. Yeah. I guess they do. But yeah. I was
Amazonian anal fuckers.
I actually,
this is a real porn title. I saw this one time. I went to a sex store years ago. Interracial ass bangers. Interracial ass, was it ass bangers or ass fuckers? It doesn't matter. Interracial ass bangers.
No, what four. Is what there?
Four.
Four.
Yes. Was it four or eight? I think it was. I think it was eight. I'm not mistaken. But
there's so many.
I remember thinking, how much interracial? It was interracial ass. I was like, how much interracial ass banging do you fucking need?
I mean,
do I need to follow the preview? Do I need to read the fucking?
Some
you know,
guys, that's what they get like.
Whatever. But I downloaded it. It's a must download. I would suggest you download
just
it
just for the sheer because China's fucked up now.
Yeah.
Oh God, poor China.
I felt bad as I was jerking off to her. I was like, man, it's so sad the way she turned out. I saw her this weekend. Oh man, that's so sad. Flat, fat, 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 fat.
Stoker, 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 yeah. Stoker.
And well, anyways, kids, don't do drugs.
Yeah,
don't,
please. Yeah.
Don't end up like China.
Control your alcohol intake. Don't drink and drive like Jenna Jameson. Basically, don't look to porn stars as role models you're an entrepreneur.
Unless you're an entrepreneur, then you can, you know, whatever. Thank you guys for following us. Follow us. You know what's funny? I go to your Twitter page, and I see a lot of people like comment about the podcast that aren't following me. And I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. And I'm like, there's a couple people. Like that person that sent you the pick of the week or whatever.
Oh, he doesn't follow you?
Yeah.
And he listens to the show. He better fucking follow you
that's
now.
That's what I'm saying. So follow me. And if you follow me and you don't follow Mike, follow Mike. At Mike Mercadal and at WooBroPod.
WooBroPod.
Yeah, WUBROPOD. Make sure you email us at WooBro@NaryScience.com. Go to my website.
Your old school picks. If there's anything you want to talk about.
Yeah, anything you want to talk about. Anything you want to talk about. If you have a bad date. Oh, somebody tweeted that we should take pictures of our bad dates. I don't think that's going to work out well.
What would we do?
First of all, if I had a bad date, that means I'm cheating on my wife. I definitely would not be posting.
Yeah, we won't be doing that.
That's incriminating. That's evidence.
And then at a certain point, now you're asking me to go on dates just to take pictures of women.
Well, you could actually do it. You could take a picture. You just don't tell her this date is going bad.
It's like, hey, this is going great.
Yeah, because you have a history of announcing bad news before it's time.
Yeah, I totally do.
So don't wait to the end. You know what? Don't even tell them it's going wrong. Just don't. Fucking ask him out again. That's what you should do. But with that said, thank you guys for following us. Subscribe on Twitter, please.
We appreciate everyone that contributes to the show. It just makes us gives us stuff to talk about.
Thank you. So with that said, subscribe, retweet us, tell your friends, have them subscribe. and don't drink and drive, and don't get wasted like China, because that's not how winning is done.
I tell you the tale of Nary Science and Mike Mercadal, two intrepid warriors charged with the task of watching movies, sports, pornography, and playing video games. All for your enjoyment on the podcast. What's up, bro?